capital of our nation, one of the most majestic creatures that calls our country home. Now in week four, the Cold Springs Eagles look to take flight. 3-0 so far this season, as they look to take it to Summerton Christian tonight out in their home nest. Summerton Christian are 0-3 so far. We'll have to try hard for a region win here in the Blue Eagle Den. 2-2 all time against Cold Springs, with Springs dominating the last one, 42-14 in 2015. Tonight, this one is for the Birds. Summerton Christian at Cold Springs for the second week of 2A Region 5 play. This is Friday Night Live. Friday Night Live, sponsored by Happy Homes Real Estate, Odin's Auto Glass, Cyber Broadband, Coleman Appliance, Scissor Salon, Gateway Mortgage, and Coleman Sportsbet. Good evening, football fans from Bream, Alabama, on the campus of Cold Springs High School in Cranford Strickland Stadium. This is Friday Night Live. Dylan Diemer, Josh Lawler, and Chris Greer on the call tonight. We would like to extend our welcome to those displaced by Hurricane Florence, and would like to extend our condolences, thoughts, and prayers to those in the path tonight. The story tonight, however, Cold Springs is one of the remaining undefeated teams in Coleman County, the other one being Good Hope. Cold Springs is 3-0 with wins over Meek, Southeastern, and Barry. Summerton Christian took a thrashing in week one against Hanceville and have dropped their next two, including Decatur Heritage. For more on both teams, though, I turn it over to Josh Lawler and then to Chris Greer. Josh, first off, what do we have in the making tonight?
Well, we've got a wonderful game. It's Alabama football, that's for sure. So we always have a wonderful game. Any school can show up tonight. Any school cannot show up tonight, guys. This is my first time in Cold Spring Stadium, in the Eagles' nest, if you will. Both sides of the stadium bleachers are filled up. We're gonna see a lot of fan interaction. We're gonna see a lot of energy from both of these teams. I really believe it. That being said, it seems very one-sided tonight. You've got a 3-0 team and you've got an 0-3 team. Both teams have a lot to gain from this game. Cold Springs obviously looking to maintain their undefeated win streak and go 4-0. One of the two county schools we've been following that have the undefeated title. And of course, Summerton Christian, 0-3, looking to break that streak, looking to totally revamp their reputation going into the rest of the season. This is the time to do it.
Something that I would add to that, too, whenever you play football, you've always got to think about these teams that just don't have anything to lose. These teams can be very dangerous to a team like Cold Springs.
Sure.
The Summerton Christian Eagles, coming into this game at 0-3, have nothing to lose and only play for pride at this point in the season. Now, things could change. There's a lot of football left to be played. And what we're seeing between these two teams is a classic clash of styles, with the Cold Springs Eagles going with more of a 3 yards in a cloud of dust style offense. Mm-hmm. They're going to pound that ball. They're going to run misdirections. And then you've got the Summerton Christian Eagles, which is running more of a pro-set style offense. The problem is, when that offensive style doesn't work, you can rack up turnovers in a hurry. And that's what's happened to the Eagles so far this year from Summerton Christian.
Sure. You've got to clarify tonight's game.
The battle of the Eagles, yes.
The Eagles can't be called out tonight because that's too confusing for radio. But if you look at the losses, I'm going to go ahead and start the picks here, guys. I'm going to say Cold Springs 30-8. You look at Summerton Christian's losses here this season, 48-14 to Hanceville, 31-7 Decatur Heritage, 35-6 Sullivant. You're right, Chris. They've got nothing to lose. They're going to bring it all to the table tonight. There are going to be kids out there on that field that are going to try everything that they can just to pull a win. That's going to be their story for the rest of the season if they don't accomplish a win. That being said, I don't know if they're going to be able to do it over Cold Springs.
You know, I have to agree with you. Cold Springs is averaging 27 points a game this season so far. That's really good news for Eagle fans. Since 2000, the Cold Springs Eagles have a record of 55-26 when scoring 20 or more per game. On the flip side of that coin, the Summerton Christian Academy Eagles are only averaging 9 points per game.
Right.
You know, that is a worrying number if you're a fan of the Summerton Eagles.
Absolutely.
Exactly. As I look at the Region 5 2A standings right now, Sullivan with a 2-0 advantage so far. They're not number one, though, as Aliceville, according to this, claims the top spot there, 1-0. with 1-1 all season. Well, Sullivan, I think they should be number one. Sullivan, that should be 2-0 in region, 3-1 in all together overall. Cold Springs right behind them, 3-0 overall, 1-0 in region. Of course, Summit and Christian 0-2 and 0-4 overall, according to Max Preps on my standings there.
The information I had also about the Cold Springs Eagles, currently they're ranked 38th in the state in the 2A rankings. And with a win here, especially if they could come out with a dominant win, you have to wonder if they're going to start climbing those rankings, maybe breaking into the top 20.
Absolutely. Those numbers only skyrocket from here, I really believe. So, guys, real quick, I've made my pick, like I said, 30-8 in the favor of Cold Springs. What's your pick?
All right, mine, I have to say 28-7 Cold Springs.
28-7.
I'm gonna say it's going to get out of hand in a hurry. I'm gonna pick the Cold Springs Eagles. We're going to say 44-12.
44-12. So Chris expecting quite the runaway tonight. I think the rest of us really are. I look to see some of these second string guys for Cold Springs going to get a lot of play time. But as announcements are coming out across Cranford Strickland Stadium, we have starters for tonight, Dylan.
We'll get the starters in just a little bit. I want to go over conditions real quick for you tonight. As if you just noticed, if you just woke up or just crawled out from under your rock or whatever, it's a hot one today.
It is.
Very humid, 84 degrees here at kickoff. The warmest night so far for our 2018 season, as I don't think it was hot at West Point, Chris, 3 weeks ago now.
It wasn't that hot, but the humidity was so high you could literally cut it with a knife.
It's a similar situation
here. And a very similar situation. I was on the field earlier, and I said, you know, coach, to one of the coaches I was talking to, I feel like you guys will be taking a lot of heat timeouts in this one for sure. And it wasn't seeming promising for that. I saw a coach come past me with a bunch of water bottles with him. 88, the fourth quarter. The skies are going to be clear. No rain in sight. We hit a little bit earlier in Coleman, but we didn't hit any here. As something came through, but it's very humid, very muggy here, and look to see that be a factor on these teams on the field tonight.
Well, the last 2 weeks we've seen a lot of timeouts called for injuries turned out to be cramping. We might see some more of that tonight.
That might have a play for both teams. We don't know yet.
It's going to be a very valuable thing. This time of year, coaches are really looking to use those heat timeouts as I've said it all season, guys, the momentum. You take those heat timeouts, and it's not just a time to relax and cool off a little bit. Each coach is looking to swing some morale, swing some momentum. Really look to see Summerton Christian try to pull that off tonight.
Maybe if Summerton Christian stays the most hydrated out here.
You know, you never can tell.
Hydration will win the game tonight. That's my proverb, so to say, of this one tonight.
For sure.
It's a muggy day here in Bremen, as we wouldn't want to be anywhere else tonight. And I think we're in for a doozy here.
Yeah, I really think it's gonna be a spectacle for sure. Now, in what definition? I don't know. Is this gonna be a runaway train? Maybe so. Is this gonna be a surprise upset? Maybe so. I'm here for good football.
Absolutely. And Friday night in North Alabama, Coleman County.
Yeah.
You couldn't ask for better weather. It's the time of season where people draw the line and decide whether they're War Eagles or whether they're Crimson Tide. You know, this is my favorite time of the year, and this is why it's my favorite time of the year.
Sure. Either way, we're looking to see some results. The two, of course, as I mentioned earlier, the two undefeated teams in the county being Good Hope and Cold Springs.
And we will monitor all the other games around the county as well and see how many winners and losers we will have by the night's end. We'll get you some rundown of some teams that will be playing tonight as well. As you know, we said it on our show, Prep Talk Live Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know, we made bold predictions on each game, but we'll see how that plays out. Holly Pond and Hanceville going at it tonight. Vonmont, I believe, was on the road, I want to say.
Not sure. I'll go ahead and start pulling those
midfield.
Up.
Not sure on that one. Good Hope at home against Tanner. Coleman at home against Columbia. And a slew of other games. We'll get updates for sure on that Coleman one from Tommy, as he is there as the voice of Coleman, the Coleman Bearcats. So we'll take a break here. Friday Night Live will continue in just a little bit. We'll have your starters for both teams tonight, as well as some more standings for each team around Coleman County. Stick with us Friday Night Live continues in just a little bit right here on Coleman's Live 95.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
This is Dylan Deemer, the voice of Friday Night Live, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday night for my new show, Prep Sports Live. Each Tuesday, tune in for a wrap-up of all last week's action, preview of the upcoming week, as well as a breakdown of the latest sports news from around Coleman County, as well as interviews. And tune in to hear the announcement of our game of the week. Join us every Tuesday from 5 to 6 on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's independent radio.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Coleman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, in MLS number 338177, Equal Housing Lender.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95. We're at Cold Springs High School, home of the Eagles, as the Battle of the Eagles is about to kick off here as Summerton Christian visiting from Summerton, Alabama, out of Walker County, while one of the undefeated teams in Coleman County, the Cold Springs Eagles, looks to defend here on home field. And to start out tonight, let's talk about some regional standings. We went over the 2A5 regions there. Cold Springs 1-0 so far, and Sullivan above them 2-0. Coleman now with starting out with 6A region 7. Coleman 0-1 region, 1-2 overall. Muscle Shoals leading their division, as well as Hartsell number 2, Decatur 3, and Athens 4. Looking at West Point's division, West Point at the bottom of that one, 0-1 in region, as they took a beating last week against Hamilton. We were there last week to call that one.
First loss of the season for them.
It is, as they are now 2-1 for region 4, or 4A region 5. Good Hope in third place, 1-0 region, 3-0 overall. Fayette and Haleyville ahead of them. Northside, Cordova, and Oak Grove, and Curry below them. And now the region that encompasses too many Coleman County teams, I should say too many, just the right amount. Hanceville, Holly Pond, and Vimont all line the bottom three. Vimont at the bottom, although 2-1, playing their first region game tonight against Midfield. Hanceville leading that 0-1, though. Holly Pond 0-2 in region, but they're 4-2 overall. Fultondale undefeated, no, with one loss, 1-1, 1-0 in region. Pennington above them, as well as Midfield and Locust Fork. And that's it for these regions. It's time for our starting lineups here for both teams. Josh, you've got the Eagles from Summerton Christian.
Yes, starting for Summerton Christian, number 3, Miles Myers. Number 6, Nicholas Harris. Number 7, John Short. Number 8, John Moon. Number 9, Corbin Hicks. Number 11, Jeremy Brown. Number 25, Garrett Potts. Number 50, Christopher Bunn. Number 51, John Clark Sheffield. Number 52, Garrett Gable. Number 56, Christian Hike. Number 67, Nathan McCaven.
All right. And that's your starting lineup for the Dresden White with Vegas gold helmets, as it says here, with Cardinal and Black on their jerseys. I had another thing that said Crimson.
Crimson, interesting.
I don't think I would call that one Crimson.
It's kind of like a Boston College kind of look out there for
very
them.
Close. A little brighter than Crimson, in my opinion.
Maybe I think the word maybe Cardinal kind of sounds about right. As you look at their logo, it's kind of like the USC Trojans.
Yep. Very similar. Yep.
Borrowing from a lot.
And now for the home team, your starting lineup at quarterback, Brody Williams. Number 1 and number 4, Mason Harris at running back, as well as Aiden Alexander at running back. Wide receiver, Lawson Burgess, number 6. Running back, Clay Rollo, number 8. And also on defense, Jordan Lacey, who also is one of the backup quarterbacks. We'll see him on defense tonight. Roberto Alea at wide receiver, number 11. Francisco Alea, number 28, at wide receiver. To finish off your offensive starters here, Jacob McClendon at offensive line, as well as Zeke White, Stephen Boyette, and Grant Lang, and Will Swan at defense. Mason Harris, Aiden Alexander, Lawson Burgess, Clay Rollo, Jordan Lacey, Francisco Alea, Houston McCarn, Caleb McClendon, Trevor Reeder, Jacob McClendon, Zeke White as well, and Christian Perez. And that's your defensive starters for the home team. The home team dressed in a gray vest here. Dark blue lettering with a white lining on it, with white on the sides. Summerton Christian got it teed up, ready to send it away. Their kicker looks to be number 50.
That is Christopher Bunn. Yep.
Christopher Bunn to kick it away for the Eagles of Summerton Christian. As Cold Springs to receive. 3, 2, 1. Didn't take my count.
No.
There it goes.
He wasn't listening.
Let's go here. As it's up and fielded around the 10, as it's fielded by Colt Springs, as they try to fight to the left there. He's got an open field there. He may get out of bounds there, just ahead of the 30, at about the 32.
He had a little bit of daylight for a moment. He was able to get it up to about the 31, 32-yard line. If he would have beat that last man who forced him out of bounds, he'd still be running.
Right. I think if you've got the second half starting with that right there, he's gone. But nerves get a hold of you here in the very first play of the game. You just can't make these executions like you need to.
First down from the 32 of Colt Springs. Looks like three men there in the backfield. Quarterback is Brody Williams. Williams gets a snap, throws to his right, and he's got a man, but he's going to be tackled right at the line of scrimmage there. Nowhere to go. Summerton Christian all over him.
It was an excellent open field tackle by that near side cornerback. He was locked up in man-to-man coverage, took his man down for, looks like, about a 2-3 yard loss.
So actually it was backfield there. It looks like Mason Harris on the pass there, gets the reception, but gets tackled behind the line of scrimmage and loses 2 yards there. So now second and about 12 from the 29-yard line.
Very interesting strategy here, guys. I've noticed that everybody kind of taking their time as they get to the line of scrimmage. Nobody's really in a hurry.
Hands off to Mason again and gets tattooed there by the Summerton Christian Eagles.
John Moon on that tackle looked excited to get to it, too, let me tell you.
It looked like a big hit by young Mr. Moon. That was what you would call a decleater. He ran through the running back on that one. Picked up 2 yards. Going to be third down and 10.
Yeah, and no small guy is this John Moon for sure. But everybody, like I was saying, everybody's taking their time getting through here. We're getting comfortable. as this is the first drive for Cold Springs. Ball's hiked.
Now third and 10 here. Quarterback's going to have to do something with it. Gets a pass off to Mason there again at the sideline. Tries to fight forward for yards. He's still on his feet. Gets tackled near the 35, and it will be a fourth down now for Cold Springs.
Excellent effort by Mason Harris. He shook two tacklers on that play after the reception and was able to pick up some yards. It looked like it was going to be no gain, but just through sheer will, he was able to pick up about three, maybe four.
So now fourth down, gain of about five there. They'll send it away as their punter is there back at about the 22. As he'll send it up, and it will be fielded about midfield there.
No one really sure.
Bounces right to about the, I'd say about the, looks like the
31
is where they tagged it there. So they'll take it from their own 31. Summerton Christian get a fresh look for them tonight.
Summerton Christian has to be happy with that first series, being able to hold a three and out to start this game. That's how you want to start.
Sure.
So now first and 10 from the 31-yard line. I've got to look and see who our players here are tonight. Looks like number, who's that at quarterback? It looks like number 8 to me, and maybe number 6. Nicholas Harris. If so, bobbled snap there. He's got it. That's actually John Moon.
There we go.
Gets the carry there.
We'll become more familiar with this.
We'll get there. 45-yard line on the scramble after the bobbled snap there by Moon. Good play by the quarterback.
It was a busted play, but Moon made the most of it going around the right side, picking up about 4 yards on first down, maybe 5.
Christian Eagles get a huddle there and now come out to the 41. Or no, the 36, I should say, of their own. So now second down. Moon with the snap here. Bobbled again. That's not good. The center's got to do something different. That went really high. Quarterback has to do something with it. He's scrambling again. Goes forward. Positive yardage. Forced out of bounds. Just short of the 40-yard line, about the 39. So now third down approaching. As that's two bad snaps from the center.
You know, Josh, you and I had this discussion as we were watching these two teams warming up.
Yep.
One of the things I don't like about high school football is when you try to run a shotgun type offense and you don't have the personnel to do it.
Yep.
That's two bad snaps in a row. Sooner or later, that's going to hurt Summerton Christian. Yep.
You can simplify this. You can kill the nerves all by lining up behind the center here, but they're going right back to the shotgun formation.
Third and short. High snap again. One-handed. Gets a pass off to a number 11 there. He's still on his feet. He's making moves there. Gets to the 40 and then gets a first down and then some. To about the 50, 48-yard line. A little shoving there as he's...
Yep. Ooh, referee's reaching for his flag.
He's not going to do it.
He's not going to throw it.
He was watching number 7 for Summerton Christian, John Short, there. I'm interested to know just what kind of emotional toll these three losses has taken on Summerton Christian. We may see them get a little scrappy here.
Jeremy Brown on the reception there for Summerton Christian. And now first down near the 50-yard line of... Colt Springs. That's another
bad snap.
He's got a fall on it as Jeremy Brown falls on it.
Yep.
Saves the play there, but it'll be a second and long now.
Big loss back to about the 44-yard line. He snapped that at least 5 feet over the quarterback's head.
And they don't have the depth to really just yank him out and put someone else in. They've got to grab hold of this young man's face mask and tell him to calm down, if nothing else.
So now second and long here as one of the wide receivers just had a fall on it to save it there. Moon with the snap here, waiting to see if this one's going to be a bit better. It's a little better there as he gets snap, throws. He's got a wide receiver there, and it's number 11 again, and could not contain it this time. So now a third down coming up, still from the same yardage last time. Pass intended for Jeremy Brown.
That was a disappointing play for Summerton Christian. Had a man open across the middle. He had separation by about 2 yards. The ball was there a little bit behind him, but he got both hands on it, couldn't bring it in.
John Moon for Summerton Christian trying to make the best of this drive by standing a little closer in his shotgun and just put hands.
High snap again. He's going to roll with it. He's got to do something. He's got pressure coming from Cold Springs. Gets a pass off. That's dropped there. Pass intended for 25. Garrett Potts there.
looking at about 4th and 20 here. You know, the quarterback just trying to get a little closer, trying to put his hands up to catch all of these. I think every play this drive we've seen a high snap, guys.
That was the best snap that I've seen on this drive, and still, it looked like a long snap you would see on an extra point if it goes 7 yards deep.
Yep. Interesting how this is going to affect them through the rest of the game.
Bunn here to send it away from about the 25. Kicks it up, nearly blocked there by Colt Springs, but it's not going to be fielded as it bounces to about the 30, and they've got it down there as he tries to make some moves there.
Oh, we could see a face mask coming on this play.
Has a bad tackle there, out of bounds, near the 40-yard line there, about the 35.
No flag there, but they definitely made him pay for it.
So that was some kind of a WWE kind of style tackle there.
It was more of a lariat instead of a tackle, you know.
They can relax down there. Slumber Slam's not coming up anytime soon. Has first down now coming up for Colt Springs.
I changed sports altogether on this broadcast. But everybody still moving kind of slow, checking the sideline, looking for some extra calls.
Three backs in the backfield for Cold Springs.
As they hand out to one, he'll fight forward and just goes over a man there as they had a low tackle there.
And, you know, guys, that's something that we saw that in warm-up. Looks like they're going to run that three-man back, you know, two-man blocking, someone just diving over the line of center each play. I imagine that's going to work out for them.
It looked like a quick trap right in the A gap between the guard and the center.
So now second down there at about a gain of 3 there as they hand off to another back. He's going to roll to the right. He's got open field there. Get to the 50, 40, 30. He may go all the way. 20, 10, touchdown, Colt Springs, number 4, Mason Harris.
And really, that one's there, not to interrupt you there, Dylan, but that one's thanks to Sean McLeodon, number 56 for Cold Springs. Hey, as the guy's coming around the right side there, he blocks two defenders, one with each hand, and just opens up that gap on the right side.
He sure did. He collapsed that side of the defensive line, left a hole about the size of a truck, and they took advantage of it to put 6 points up on the board.
So now the kick for the extra point is up.
That's good.
That's good. And Colt Springs will go out to an early lead, 7-0 here, as Friday Night Live continues in just a little bit right here on Coleman's Live 95.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. Colt Springs gets to an early lead here, 7-0 over Summerton Christian, as it's bobbled by Brown again. Summerton Christian receives it. He's got open field. He breaks to the right there. He's still on his feet there. He could go. He's on his feet down to about the 40 as Colt Springs will stop that one right there.
They're going to spot him about the 37 there, but a really good run on Summerton Christian's behalf. Making something out of nothing. He fielded that one off of a bad bounce over his shoulder at about the 4 or 5 yard line. Forgive me as I'm
as we welcome to the booth, Mr. Praying Mantis there.
Yeah, dodging some insects here.
Which team is he praying for, Dylan?
I would say Summerton Christian. That would be my guess.
Oh, very good. Very good.
First down from about the 37 of Summerton Christian as Moon with the snap hands off to his back. And Cold Springs not having any of it, gets right there, brings him down behind the line there.
Good news for Summerton Christian on that. The snap looked good. I would say the coach maybe did exactly what you said, Josh. Had a talk with that young man, got him a little bit calmed down.
Yep. But Sean, number 56 for Cold Springs, Sean McClendon, once again, making plays on the other side of the ball, this time around, really just wrapped him up in a hurry.
Looks like they're taking a heat timeout. We'll take one with them. Your score 7-0. Cold Springs on top. Stay tuned. Friday night continues in just a little bit right here on Coleman's Live 95.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. As we get back to the action here, Summerton Christian doing whatever they can here as a busted play there leads to their quarterback just scrambling across the world there, trying to make a play, but he'll be tackled about an area code away. They're going to have to pay long distance to get a hold of him.
And you're not kidding. That's over 20 yards for this third down. John Moon just doing everything he can muster on these first early drops. He needs the rest of his team to pick it up for him.
He needs his center to pick it up for him. I mean, we're talking a loss of 20 yards on two series because of bad snaps.
The only two series they've had all night.
Right.
So, no, they'll have to do something here. Third down and about an area code here as they're going to have to throw across Fayette County to get this one here. As Moon's going to scramble, he's going to be tackled there by Colt Springs, and there's nothing he can do about it.
Good hit at the end of the play.
He's just going to be brought down at about the 15 there of Summerton Christian, and they're just going to have to send special teams out here.
I'm counting up yards here. I'm looking at, correct me if I'm wrong, gentlemen, but I'm looking at 4th and 30.
You're in the ballpark, 4th and 30, 4th and 31, somewhere close enough.
Seeing.
I mean, when you get to a distance that far, you can just estimate it and maybe go to kilometers.
Yeah, right.
As that one, they'll send that one from their home field.
It's all Jimmy Carter wanted for us.
As it'll be fielded about the dropped at the 40. He's going to fall on it there at about the 41.
And that's
the 39, I should say, of Colt Springs.
And that's not what you wanted at all. He had some good blocks. Colt Springs had some good blocks. He had an opening at least for 10, 15 yards to put them pretty close to the red zone on that one. And he literally fumbles it away.
He had some green in front of him. Mm-hmm. But as a coach for Colt Springs, at least you're happy that he was able to fall on it and not turn the ball over.
Yep. That could have been the momentum swing that Summerton Christian needs.
So now first down from their own 30, from Colt Springs 39, Summerton Christian's 39, I should say. We'll get there eventually.
That's right. Just warming up, ourselves included. Drops back for the snap.
He's
over
the
side pass there to receiver. He's got it.
Wow.
At the 10. That's number 28 for Colt Springs, Francisco Alea.
Miraculous.
He really laid out to pull that one in. Full body extension. Was able to get it was not a great throw, but he had excellent separation on the linebacker. Mm-hmm. Big play for Cold Springs Eagles.
Yeah, definitely making Brody Williams look a little better by pulling down that one.
As I was looking for the live stream so I can tell you guys, we are streaming live on Facebook, so you can catch us on the Live 95 Facebook page as well as on the TuneIn radio app and on 95.5 on the radio. Glad to have you. We're at Cold Springs High School, home of the Eagles, the ones in blue. As a whistle on that play, looks like a first and goal here.
I'm going to drop a flag.
Must be a delay of game here on Colts. No, it'll be a...
let's see what he says.
Looks like it'll be on Summerton Christian.
It's going to be half the distance to the goal line. That's going to get it down to about the 6-yard line, maybe the 5. It'll be first and goal from about the 5-yard line for the Cold Springs Eagles.
And you know, then on paper, that's not a very long penalty. It's not too much to pay for, but if you're Summerton Christian, you're just making a bad situation worse.
So now, first and 5 here. First and goal from the 5, I should say. Very easy one. Snaps that to Mason.
Slipping out to the left.
There.
He's going to go in.
Student body left, and nobody can catch him. Touchdown, Cold Springs.
Aiden Alexander there on the carry for that touchdown there. Now we'll go up on that one there, as so far, Cold Springs commanding this one. Some updates real quick from around the county. Red Bay leading Addison 6-0. Coleman and Columbia, no score yet, as well as no score from St. Paul the second and Fairview or Good Hope Tanner or Hanceville or Holly Pond. We do have a score from Vinemont, though. Vinemont trailing midfield 8-6. No score from Lawrence County as West Point travels to them.
That'll be a good game to watch throughout the rest of this broadcast here, Dylan. That midfield Vinemont game we said.
Low there, and it'll be no good, as Cold Springs will just get ready to send it away. Friday night continues in just a little bit as Cold Springs leads this one 13-0 with about 3:30 to play in the first quarter.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95. Cold Springs leading this one 13-0 as it'll bounce into the end zone there and be a touchback there for the Summerton Christian Eagles.
That Eagle talk is going to get confusing.
It will. We got the Red Eagles, the Blue Eagles. I should say the maroon, maybe. Eagles?
But not crimson. We've established that.
Not crimson. I would say the Golden Eagles.
Golden Eagles.
That fits.
Vegas Golden.
The Golden Eagles.
Self-proclaimed Vegas Golden.
Self-proclaimed.
Yeah.
So now first down from the 20 as their storyline so far tonight just cannot control the snap.
I really believe we're looking at their third drive here. This is going to be the drive they've gotten it together. You know, if you do it on the first one, nerves.
Hands off to under their backs. He makes a break there on the tackle. That's Jeremy Brown. He's still on his feet. He moves to his right. He's still going. He's twisting and turning.
Oh, there's a flag.
There's a flag down there, but he's just zipping and
looks
zooming
like it might
there.
Be a hold on that play. He was running for his life. He ran about 30 yards to pick up 8. Good snap by the center that time, but excellent penetration by the Cold Springs Eagles.
As I was saying, the first drive, nerves. The second drive, warming up. The third drive, you have no excuse. If you're still high snapping on the third drive, you're coming out of the game. Even if no one else on the team knows how to snap the ball.
Josh and Dylan, let me ask you, this is a penalty against the Summerton Christian Eagles. How long until these mental mistakes start to really add up?
I think immediately. As bad of a start as we're at right now, if speaking on Summerton Christian's behalf, as bad of a start as we've got, it's already too late to make these mental mistakes. You have to make them not at all.
First and long as the play will be replayed here. He's got a pass there. He's got a receiver. I thought it was going to be picked off there at about the 29 there for Summerton Christian. Credit that reception by number 3, Miles Myers of Summerton Christian.
He's close to the chains. I believe they're going to bring the chains out to measure this one. No, they're going to go ahead and say it's a first down.
So it will be. It was 1 yard short initially, but they said it's actually at the 30. So give them the first down here as they had to go long there for a second after that penalty. And now a fresh set of downs here for the Gold Eagles. So now first and 10. Bad snap there. Bad snap. Picks it up. He's got to do something with it. Keeps it himself. He'll get tackled by Cold Springs. They have enough time to put the pressure on him as he's a bit slow to get up, but he starts walking it off there.
Bad snap on that one there, guys, is a low snap. So if I'm Summerton Christian's coach, I'm okay with that. Do it once or twice. I understand. You're trying to find that rhythm. But once again, a bad snap's a bad snap. If you do this all of my third drive, I'm finding a new center tonight.
Maybe somebody up in the stands could be wearing a band uniform, but somebody who can snap it back 4 yards consistently.
For sure.
As quarterback gets to get second down and some, as quarterback's got to get some pressure there, gets a pass off, nearly picked off by Cold Springs there.
But it was a tough perspective from where we're at in the press box. But if you paid close attention, it was a bad snap. Once again, off to the left side. He had to wrap that in one-handed with his left hand. I really am going to pin these three bad drives so far. I say bad drives as Summerton Christian's looking at third and 15 here. You pin these three on the miscommunication with the center.
Exactly. If you cannot get that exchange down between the center and the quarterback, you've got no offense.
You really don't.
Because it looks like it's Jacob McDonald there, 54 at the center, maybe 56, Christian Hinchy. Almost a receiver there, number 9, the intended receiver for Cold Springs, Corbin Hicks.
Looked like just a Hail Mary to me there, guys. They stuck two wide receivers there on the left side and just sent them both straight down the field, hoping that somebody would rebound that one.
I have to wonder, Josh and Dylan, on that play, if maybe it wasn't a bad read by one of those wide receivers.
Possibly.
You know, both of them in the same area within 3 yards of each other. Probably not what the coach dialed up.
As kick is off by number 50 for Summerton Christian. Fair catch call near midfield. Christopher Bunn, the punter, kicker for this team. Summerton Christian, that is. Now we'll see Cold Springs again in action, leading this one 13-0, 1:57 to play in the first quarter, as this one so far has been the Blue Eagles.
And if you notice, they've kept it in bounds, they kept it moving. I really think this is probably going to be one of the shortest games that we've covered so far this season. I wouldn't prefer it that way. I'd prefer it to go neck and neck. I want to see both teams using all of their timeouts. But if you go by our predictions as earlier broadcast, none of us expecting that tonight.
Williams here to get the snap. First down for Cold Springs. Hands off to a back. Wow. He goes right through the middle there as there was no one to get him. Now they will bring him down, as forward progression will pin him at about, I'd say about the 46 there, as they brought him back to about the 50.
That was a quick trap play to one of the upbacks. Pick up about 5-6 yards on first down, but more importantly, what that play does is it draws the defense in. When you run successfully right between the guards, sooner or later the defense is going to start closing down, and that opens up those running lanes on the outside. I would not be surprised to see them come back with some type of sweep on this play.
And I wouldn't doubt that either, Chris, because one of their touchdown scores already we've seen come around this right-hand side, and they've got the blocking power to do it, Cold Springs, that is.
So now second and 5 here. Whistle's going to blow this one dead here.
Got a flag on the field.
Might be a neutral zone infraction. Nope, it's going to be against Cold Springs.
Possibly a false start here, as it'll send him back to the original line of scrimmage now. Maybe a yard back from that. Now 2nd and 11 coming up, as Williams comes back to the field after getting word from his coaches on the sideline. This team head coached by Rod Elliott, while the other team head coached by Bart Black. That's Summerton Christian.
I like to see this from Cold Springs. They're leaving the decisions to the quarterback. It produces a lot more running for the quarterback, but the whole team's not looking to the sidelines to get something and then to read it off their forearm. You're letting one young man make the decisions for the offense, which by defect teaches him to read a defense because he has to.
Well, it's certainly more of an old school style of offense than what we've seen in the recent games that we've covered.
And, you know, by doing this, he learns to adapt, which makes you a stronger football team to begin with. If you expect the coach to read the defense from sideline at their level, their height, it's not going to be as good as a kid in the heart of everything on the field.
So now third down attempt coming for Cold Springs. Williams with the snap has a pass to Alea there. He's wide open there at the 30.
Oh, he loses it
there. And Summerton Christian will pick up on the fumble there as he's not happy with that one. You can't be at all as Summerton Christian scoops up the fumble there as we thought he was going to break free there.
Cold Springs, great call, dialed up a slant route across the middle. He had about three steps. Perfect pass by the quarterback for Cold Springs, but he bobbled the ball after about a 20-yard pickup. Summerton Christian picks it up.
And, you know, that's just tough to see. He was very clearly thinking about the end zone ahead of him. But that will bring us to the end of the first quarter.
As we will bring you the second quarter of this one so far, in just a little bit. So far this one, Cold Springs commands this one 13-0. Second quarter coming up. Friday Night Live continues in just a little bit.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanApplianceRepair.com.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Colman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage in MLS number 338177. Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95. We're broadcasting live from Cold Springs High School at Cranford Strickland Stadium. The second quarter now coming up. Cold Springs leading this one 13-0 if you're just tuning in, as we're moving the other way now. As Cold Springs first, second down actually. Or no, it's Summerton Christian after the fumble on that last play. So now a second down here. As Moon will get the snap, he's got pressure coming, and he stays on his feet. He's breaking forward there to about the 30, and
that might be a first down there, Dylan. If not, he's going to be close.
Yep.
So first down, Summerton Christian, after about a 12-yard pickup.
And as a spectator here, guys, I hate to see this happen. I hate to see Moon get loose and make something productive, because all game long we've seen him just run and run and run, and he's running widthways on the field. And that's not doing Summerton Christian any favors. He needs to learn to trust his receivers out there, or else nothing is going to happen from this offense.
So now first down from about the 30 there of Summerton Christian, as Moon will get the snap here. The snap's a little bit better this time around, as he'll hand off right to a back, and he'll go right forward to about the 40.
Excellent play call there. Looked like a handoff off tackle to the left side. Summerton Christian picked up about 6, maybe 7 yards on the first down, leaving a very makeable 2nd and 3.
I would have loved to have been in the huddle for Summerton Christian at the end of that first quarter, because that has got to be the greatest motivational speech I've ever seen a football team receive. The two plays that they come back to with are the most productive plays we've seen them do all night.
Absolutely. There's been no forced errors, no penalties on this drive.
As looks like a heat timeout from the field there, as one of the refs looks to get cooled off. We need to get cooled off a little bit. We are cooled off here tonight, but any updates from around the county, Josh?
Yeah, we're looking at that Addison-Red Bay game. Addison 8, Red Bay 6. That's into the second quarter now. You're listening to the Cold Spring Summerton game. Coleman-Columbia game. Coleman taking an early lead, 7-0 in the first quarter. There's the rest of them. Dylan?
Fairview leading St. Paul 7-0. Good Hope over Tanner 12-0. And Vimont leading midfield 14-6. And that's it from around the county. We'll get you updated as soon as we see them. So back to the action here from Colt Springs. It'll be a 2nd and 3 here for the Eagles of Summerton Christian, as Moon fakes the throw there. This is the pump fake. Tries to go for Brown. Brown jumps over it. Has he run out of field there? It was too short for him.
That's a very hard throw for a right-handed quarterback to make. They were asking that young man to roll out to the left-hand side, throw across his body to the receiver. Hard throw for a quarterback at any level to make.
Right, and that's because there's just no momentum. If you're right-handed, usually you've got to rear back on the right side and then heave it forward. When you're running left, there's no momentum in that.
So now 11:08 in the half, as Cold Springs leads this one 13-0, while the Summerton Eagles 3rd and 3 here.
They're going to give it away.
They'll give it away, and it'll be a 4th down approaching here as they'll lose yards.
Excellent defense by that defensive end for Cold Springs. He held containment, forced the running back to slow down. He had some help coming from the inside, and it lost about 4 yards for the Summerton Christian Eagles.
You know, if I'm the offensive coordinator for Summerton Christian right there, even though that last play took some loss, I get my offensive line together and say, look, you've made some improvements on this drive. We're going to continue to improve and try to get some points on the board.
I think maybe I would have attacked him up the middle instead of trying from the perimeter.
Maybe so.
Cold Springs has a lot of speed on the edge, and Summerton Christian has had some trouble turning the corner against him.
Bun to send this one away. A flag down, though, hold up on this one, as it looks like it'll be a replay here.
Just another practice kick there for Summerton Christian.
So now a false start. They'll send them back. Still 4th down. Still will punt it. As Bun, the punter here for Summerton Christian, I should say, the Gold Eagles here tonight. The Blue Eagles, Cold Springs, the home team tonight, to receive now.
Bad snap. He got it off.
As it'll be bounced around the 40, where
fair catch.
It'll be tagged down by Cold Springs.
Little bit of extracurricular activity up here about the 50. There's some pushing and shoving. Excellent field position for the Cold Springs Eagles.
Now, I don't know if you've noticed something here in the booth tonight, but we're about between the 40 and the 30-yard line to the right. So we are not at midfield. We're just to the left, to the right of midfield, I should say, looking from my left.
Not a great thing for us tonight, considering, well, for this quarter at least, because Cold Springs is going in the direction in which we can see the least. So hopefully after the half we'll be able to turn around and Cold Springs will continue to drive it and spend some time on this end of the field.
So now first down for Cold Springs, as looks like
jet sweep
going to be kept there by
a block in the back.
Aiden Alexander there on the carry, as a flag down now, You guys are saying block in the back.
Would have been about a 5 or 6 yard pickup. Very, very disheartening thing to see if you're the Cold Springs coaching staff. The young man was blocking the cornerback. He was out of the play, continued to block him in the back, drew the flag for no reason.
That's insult to injury. You know, they gained probably about 6 or 7 yards on that play, but have to go way back for this one.
It's going to bring up about 1st and 25.
That's a long way to go there. 9:57 and running in the first half. As we see Williams come to the field here with his team. He's the sophomore quarterback. The other quarterback I got listed is Jordan Lacey, and we may see him as the night progresses if they keep this upward trend going. So now 1st and 25, his quarterback
double.
Keeps it there. No, he hands off to Alexander, and he breaks to the mount midfield there at about the 49.
He's close. I think he's going to be about a yard short of the first down. He picked up 14 yards. They faked a jet sweep going to the right side and then kept it going around the left side. Misdirection. When you're running a three-back backfield, you can do all kinds of things to get the defense second-guessing, and you have to wonder if maybe there's not some frustration setting in for the Summerton Christian Academy.
There's absolutely got to be. When I play Madden, I can never get those plays to go off right, and so for these guys to be able to do it, it's got to upset you.
Second and one with an easy carry there for Gold Springs. It'll be a first down and then some after the play there as they'll get to about the 48 there.
That was about 6 yards in a cloud of dust on that, that quick trap play right up the middle, forcing the defensive line for Summerton Academy to go backwards, controlling the line of scrimmage. Cold Springs right now is imposing their will with the running game.
So now first down from about the 44-yard line of Summerton Christian. Hands off there to Alexander again. Alexander cuts to his left. He turns up the speed there and knocked out of bounds there.
I have to say on that run, that was impressive. The young man for Cold Springs, that young running back, he was not going in his top gear. He was waiting, letting the block kind of develop in front of him. Then when he saw the hole, he made the cut, gashed for about 9 yards really fast.
So now looks like a second down as they're moving the chains here to get it in place. Second, very short here.
That's going to be a first down.
Yes, it will be a first down here as they haven't got a change yet. Now they're seeing it. Now they're changing it here. First down for Colt Springs in enemy territory as Brody Williams airs it out there. He's got a receiver. It's caught. And just short.
Again, Josh, you and I had this discussion before the game while we were watching the warm-ups. You keep hitting up the middle, just pounding that run, and pretty soon you start to forget about the tight ends and the wide receivers.
That's right. And that's exactly what they did here. Fake it up the middle, chunk it long over everyone's head, except for that wide receiver. He's there. He collects it. They pull him down about the 5-yard line. This is a no-brainer for Cold Springs. They're just going to pound it right up the middle and pull down another 6 points.
Roberto Aleo on the reception there for the big play, and he got a running back there. Cuts to the left. Touchdown, Cold Springs, as they'll kind of sweep to the left there as it looks like it's going to be Mason Harris there on the carry.
Untouched. That was another student body left. He had two blockers from the backfield in front of him. Nobody got close to touching him. That's the second time we've seen Cold Springs score on that play.
I got a live update from the Coleman game from Tommy Werhurst, the voice of the Coleman Bearcats over there. 14-0 Coleman in the second quarter.
Good news from Oliver Woodard Stadium there. Extra point is up, and it looks to be good. It is. So now Cold Springs leads this one. It'll be, right now, I can't count. It's been a long day here. 19-20, 8-10 to play in the half. Friday Night Live continues in just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95. Dylan Deemer, Josh Lawler, and Chris Greer here on the call from Cranford Strickland Stadiums. I want to get that right every time, as we are here at Cold Springs High School. Glad they could have us here. Glad we're with you here, as
it's going to be a flag, I would say probably a encroachment on the kicking team.
20-point lead for the Blue Eagles, Cold Springs, at their home nest, so to speak. As a re-kick coming up, is it not? Yes, it will be. As Cold Springs will do it again here.
Waiting for some direction on the field here. Everybody's watching. It will go back another...
No, they're not marking off anything on the penalty. It might have been a problem with swapping out the balls. Yeah, you know, Cold Springs didn't get a football out there quick enough.
Now it's teed up and ready to go here as Summerton Christian ready to receive after a big Cold Springs touchdown. And here it comes as looks like Brown there to receive it there for Summerton Christian. He cuts to the right there, cuts to his left, and tackled there by the Blue Eagles.
Liking that stutter step shake move. Hey, he used that one twice in about a 10-yard span.
I've seen a couple of players for Summerton Christian that are what we would call shifty.
Yeah.
I mean, they very hard to get a clean hit on them. The quarterback is one of those. The problem is a lot of the time he's been running for his life in this game. Yeah.
And I really hate to see that on a high school level, because he's just going to wind up getting himself hurt. And that will take you out for this game, at least, if not the whole season. And Moon's one of these that doesn't want to lay down. He's not going to take a dive into the opposing team. But
so now first down here for Summerton Christian. He breaks free to the middle there, as that's number 9 for the Golden Eagles there. I've got him as Corbin Hicks.
It's about a 20-25-yard pickup for Summerton. Excellent play call. They had three wide receivers, trips formation to the near side of the field, spread that defensive unit out. Then they took advantage of all that green right in the middle.
So now first down inside Cold Springs territory here for Summerton Christian. As Moon there with Brown in motion.
Taking their time.
They're going to take as much time as they can here. We don't have a running play clock out here, do we? As hands off to... He keeps it himself there. He's going to get a first down and then some. He's got some speed there and knocked out just at about the 22 there. As quarterback number 8, John Moon there on the carry, keeps it himself and gets the first down and then some.
Summerton Christian taking a page out of the Cold Springs playbook. They faked the handoff up the middle to the running back. Quarterback kept it off the left tackle. Nobody expected that play. Excellent first down for the Summerton Christian Eagles.
That's right. And Cold Springs only coming to meet him with a very hard hit out of bounds there at the end of that play. Hey, it's a wonder how long this Moon quarterback is going to be able to take these hits.
As he keeps himself there again, and he tries to fight forward. He saw something on the last play and tried it again and fights forward for positive yards there. A gain of about 5 or 6 there, Chris, as this quarterback keeping it up here. He saw something on the last play when he scrambled. He does it again.
We're starting to see maybe a little bit of a weakness for this Cold Springs defense that has played an excellent game so far.
6:35 to play in this second quarter. As Cold Springs leads this one 20-0. As Moon with a low snap this time, but snaps are getting better. Pass there. He's got Brown there, and he's in the end zone. Touchdown, Summerton Christian, their first of tonight.
That was by far the best drive we've seen for Summerton Christian tonight. The snaps seem to have settled down a little bit. They started getting the running game involved in their offense, and when you can get the running game going, it opens up lanes for the passing game.
Sure. This has to be an internal note that Summerton Christian's taking, if no one else, just the coaching staff, just to remember running is where we scored tonight. We've got to stay on that for the rest of the game.
So now waiting to see the first point after attempt here for Summerton Christian as it's up and it looks to be good. The refs agree with us as Summerton Christian now trailing Cold Springs 20-7, 6:18 to play in the first half. Friday Night Live continues in just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated.
Let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. Hey, guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. As Summerton Christian gets their first points on the board there, as the ball bounced out of bounds there on the kick as it bounced to about the 22 as the refs put a flag down there and it'll get 5 free yards out of it.
It's going to be excellent field position to start with for Cold Springs.
6:18 to play in the half as Cold Springs leads this one 20-7 as we expected and we all picked around this score, Josh, and so far at about halftime, we'll see if it's different, but
it looks like they're going to ask the Summerton Christian Eagles to kick again. They're going to re-kick this ball.
So we'll get to replay this one live on the air here as we broke in just as the ball was falling to be received by Cold Springs, and it ended up bouncing out of bounds.
I like this decision if I'm Cold Springs because we just want to see some more play. I want my guys on the field to get as much practice running any play tonight as much as possible. More than likely, this is already second string.
Well, and not only that, but we've seen such great blocking by some of the offensive lines for the Cold Springs Eagles. You know, give them a chance to develop some holes. You might get a big play on special teams.
Absolutely. You know, that big play would be well worth more than the penalty would incur.
So now another re-kick here for Summerton Christian as Bunn sends it up and fielded around the 35, back actually about the 20 there, as looks to be a lay on the reception there.
Can't pull him down.
Actually, that's going to be Alexander as they try to pull him down. He's still on his feet but then falls at about the at the 40 there as he kind of twisted back. Very quickly there.
And really, Summerton Christian having a hard time pulling him down as they've now got to pull his jersey out of his shoulder pads. Summerton Christian can only grab hold of the jerseys on the Cold Spring Eagle tonight.
It was an excellent return. Very hard run. You know, he did not want to go down. Took 3-4 guys to hit him to get him off his feet.
Yep.
Are we going to have a heat timeout here?
As it looks like that's what they're going to do here is they have to do something here to cool off. One of the refs with his hat off trying to cool down here as they're taking a heat timeout. We'll take one with them. Your score, 20-7, 6:07 in the first half to play. Friday Night Live continues in just a little bit.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
And welcome back. We are live from Cold Springs Stadium. Cold Springs and Summerton Christian. Cold Springs leading this one 20-7. We're just now getting back to the line of scrimmage. They're going back to this three-back formation. He's going to break on the left. Summerton Christian is going to meet him at the 40-yard line. Gain of maybe two or three on the play.
It's good defense that time by Summerton Christian. Running into the short side of the field off of the left hash, coming towards the near sideline. Not a whole lot there. The running back made the most of it. Picked up about 3-4 yards maybe. It's going to bring up a 2nd and 7.
That's right.
As Alexander on the carry on that one. So now 2nd and 7 here for Cold Springs. 5:30 to play in the quarter. We're in the second one. The first half coming to an end in about 5 minutes as Brody Williams still has it. He's going to air it out to Olea there. He's caught it.
Wow.
At about the 35.
What a catch.
You know, if I'm Williams there, I don't know if I would have thrown the ball. Double covered, deep in the field. Lots of time for those defenders to turn around and find the ball, but they just don't. And the wide receiver makes a wonderful catch.
That was the second time we've seen that young man lay out full body extension, diving catch on his part. The quarterback put the ball where only his receiver could get it. Again, it was a risky throw, but he dropped it right in the breadbasket.
Francisco Olea on the reception there for Colt Springs.
And he's really working for it. He's right here below our window. I can see him. He's taking a knee. He's getting some water, wiping
balls
some sweat
out of the ground. We might have a turnover here. Looked like a fumble on the snap.
We do.
Summerton Christian going to come up with it.
So now Summerton Christian will come out with their offensive set here as Williams and company will come off the field after a fumble there. Not good. Mental mistakes here, Chris.
Yes, that was unexpected. Cold Springs was driving. Had looked like they were in the driver's seat so far as their offense was going. Go ahead and put another touchdown on the board, and maybe you might see this Summerton Christian team crumble. But instead, a mental mistake letting them hang around.
First down now for the Golden Eagles as Moon and company come back to the field. Hands off to his back there for Summerton Christian, as that's usually going to be number 9 on the carry there. That's number 9, Corbin Hicks.
He picked up about four and a half yards on that play.
Like you said, Chris, if Summerton Christian pulls another score here, we're talking about quite possibly a close game tonight. And we're not seeing that across the county. Just a couple of the games. We'll update you with the full ones. But Coleman 21 over Columbia, 0. The Cold Springs games you're watching here.
As Moon bobble snap there, he's got to do something with it. He keeps it himself. Rolls to his right. He's still in positive yards there and goes out of bounds. He may have the first down as the pylon is down there.
As if he doesn't have it, he is very close.
Let's see what they say. It still says third down over there. Maybe he stepped out too early, but they haven't changed it just yet.
Josh, how many times have we seen that tonight? That young man gets a bad snap. He takes lemons and he makes lemonade out of it.
And too many. And really, that's going to wind up getting him hurt. It's very rare that you hear a commentator worrying about a young man's safety. But really, if he keeps worming his way on these tackles.
As he does it again there, he gets the first down and then somebody was third down and about two there as he'll come to about the.
It's about midfield, about the 50-yard line.
I'm saying about the 47 there of Colt Springs as he'll go into enemy territory there, Josh. Like you said, yeah, he shouldn't be making all these plays, but he is.
And he's getting – well, my concern is that he's getting hit really hard by Colt Springs defense. It points to them for sure for doing that. But I don't know how much more punishment this young man can take.
They've spread the field out wide.
First down
now. Blitz coming for Colt Springs.
As quarterback keeps it again this time, he goes forward and gets another first down and then some and forced out of bounds near the 30 as Moon keeps it up 3 in a row now on the carries.
That is the danger of running a blitz on defense. Sometimes it pays off big, but when you roll the dice, sometimes you lose. Cold Springs lost on that defensive play and looked like, what, about a 15, 20-yard pickup by the Summerton Christian Eagles. we might be seeing this turn into a football game. It seems like momentum is going over to the visitor's side right now.
Ball at the 33 of Cold Springs here, as it'll be a first down. Need to get to about the 24.
The Good Hope. Was that Good Hope? I'm sorry.
Low snap there, nope, as it goes right to the running back there, as they're going to whistle that one dead. It's got to be a no good play, as that was just low, and the running back just grabbed it. Props for him for just grabbing and running with it there, as they'll call that second down and long here.
Just another update from the county there. Dylan, Fairview and St. John Paul, the second. Yeah, undoubtedly there's a first somewhere. Tied at 7-7. I think the only close game we have so far.
Yeah, that one at, I believe that's at home for Fairview tonight.
It is.
Dafford Smith Stadium, that one, the headquarters for that one. It sounds like Coleman and Columbia, as Coleman running away with that one.
Yep.
Well, so now second and long here after that low snap. As quarterback keeps it himself again, it's 4-for-4 on this time. He gets to about the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard short from the original line of scrimmage, that is.
You know, I complain about this quite a bit, watching him take it right up the middle, facing that defensive line head on. But you really can't argue with what works, you know.
Guys, Jay jumping in here for a second. So my recollection tonight, I feel like we're watching a repeat of college football from last weekend.
Yeah, exactly that, actually.
Peak timeout there, called in the field as third down approaching for Summerton Christian, as they're just 2 yards short of their original line of scrimmage. Do we have any more updates from anywhere else?
Yes, we do. Like I said just a minute, Fairview was tied 7 with St. John Paul the second. The Good Hope Tanner game now at 19-0 in the favor of Good Hope. Hansville Holly Pond game also 16 Holly Pond, Hansville 0. Seeing a lot of shutouts so far in these early second quarters. The midfield Vinemont game, though, midfield 22, Vinemont 6, as Vinemont tries to climb their way back. In that game, Lawrence County with a 21-0 lead over West Point in the second quarter.
Thank you, Josh, for keeping us updated from around the county, as we'll bring you more as we can get them. As we have heard so far, it's been a pretty good jump for either some Coleman County teams or their visiting rivals this weekend.
It's a pretty bad stretch for West Point. They're down 21-0 tonight.
Well, the last time they were down 21-0, they did end up winning that game by
very
one.
Good point.
So
very good point.
We'll see. Lawrence County, a big rival for West Point, as they're just up the road in Moulton. So now a third down and about 12 here for the Summerton Christian Eagles, as we have Moon with Brown to his right. As Moon gets a snap, he's going to try to carry it again. He's going to do it again. And could he get the first down? He does, and he's still on field. He's still going, and about the 10, maybe the 11 there, as John Moon there on the carry again.
What heart by this young quarterback. That was not a designed run. That was supposed to be a pass play. Cold Springs brings two linebackers around the ends, and he saw it, diagnosed the heat coming, and got out of the kitchen, picking up a first down and a big gain for the Summerton Eagles.
First and 10. Need to get to the 1 yard line to extend the play here. Within the red zone here tonight, Summerton Christian, 7 points so far to Cold Springs 20. 2:20 to play in the half. Moon with the snap here. He's in an easy throw to his left. He's got a man. He's going to move there. That's Jeremy Brown, and he gets to inside the 5 there. Summerton Christian knocking on the door.
Interesting play call. That's a play we haven't seen. A quick bubble screen to that wide receiver. Got it down. Looks like to above its 3 yard line, maybe the 2. They can pick up a first down without scoring.
I have to admit, guys, I did not expect, based on my earlier comment, I did not expect to see Summerton Christian drive to our end of the field this quarter.
No, not at all.
This is turning what I thought to be a landslide game into something pretty interesting.
Second and 2, low snap there again. They're just going to have to do something with it.
He's going to pick it up.
He's going to throw it off there.
Ooh.
And
ooh, big
knocked out there.
Hit.
As Colt Springs on the defense there, and will make a big stop. So now a third down from about the 10-yard line.
Hate to see those kind of tackles. Wide receiver looks to his right towards the line of scrimmage, and then as soon as he wraps up the ball, is immediately met before he can even turn his head towards the end zone, met with a sprinting defensive linebacker there. Those have just got to hurt.
Timeout call on the field. We'll take one with them. About 125 to play in this half as Cold Springs leads this one 20-7 right here on Coleman's Live 95. Friday Night Live continues.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95. As we've got an interesting one here, 20-7 your score as Colt Springs leading this one at home against Summerton Christian. But Summerton Christian in the red zone right now and knocking on the door here. Third down from the 10-yard line. Need to get to the first to extend the play, or could go 1 yard for 7 points. They're going to air it out there. He's got a receiver there. It's caught.
Oh, man.
And no, it's out there as he thought we had it with a one-hand grab. And no, it'll be fourth down now. 118 in the quarter and in the half here as intended receiver for Summerton Christian. Looks to be number seven, John Short.
Do you go for it or do you take the points?
I think you go for it right here because I don't think even if you were on the other end of the field, you could not have punted the ball in a better place. And if you're Summerton Christian, you need the momentum of this touchdown.
And like we said earlier, you've got nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose.
I'm going to say it now. Look at John Moon here.
Absolutely. This kid knows in the back of his head he's done some magic already this game.
As he gets a snap, he's going to throw there. He's got Brown, and he's fighting forward. Could he get the first down? Let's see.
He's going to be close.
Nope. They're going to walk it off. He's about 2 yards short.
And they will. So Colt Springs will retain possession here from their own two.
So right here, if you're Summerton Christian, you've got to shake some helmets and make a defensive play. If you can keep Summerton Christian contained, maybe force them to make a turnover right here. Are they going to talk about it?
They're still talking about it here as they're going to say Colt Springs again. So it'll confirm it, but they looked like they were still huddling up over the ball there in the corner, but now they're going to say Cold Springs.
They had already moved the chains, so I had already moved on in my mind. But as I was saying, if you're Summerton Christian, defensive line has got to make some plays here. Stop that up the middle, make them throw it, or force a fumble like you did on the last drive.
Force a fumble, maybe bring some blitzes, get some pressure on that quarterback. But above all else, you've got to shut down that inside run.
Yep.
If you keep letting them run between the guards, it's going to be hard to stop Cold Springs.
So now first down from their own 2-yard line as Cold Springs will take over with 109 to play in the half. As I'll just go with an easy handoff to Mason Harris. And could he be brought down for a safety?
No,
he stays out of the end zone.
It will still technically be a loss, but he narrowly misses a safety there by yards.
That was all second effort by the running back from Cold Springs just to get that ball out of the end zone.
Looks like they're going to take a timeout right here. Summerton Christian will call that timeout. We will take one with you. This is Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Sports Radio.
Your score, 20-7 in favor of Cold Springs, the home team. We'll be right back in just a little bit.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live here at the campus of Cold Springs High School in Bremen, Alabama, Cranford Strickland Stadium, as the Blue Eagles lead this one, have possession of the ball from their own about the 1, maybe 2, as 51.6 seconds in the half, as halftime just a short minute away. Second down as they get the snap here as quarterback's got pressure. Pressure, and it's going to be
they're going to get him.
They're going to say it's going to be a
nope.
it's a
there
fumble.
There is a flag.
There's a flag down.
That's going to be an intentional grounding in the end zone.
And I wonder. He underhanded through it. Over.
There were no receivers in the, in that in the area where he threw the ball.
And they're pushing one of the Cold Springs players back as Summerton Christian must have been getting mouthy there as they're going to say penalty on Cold Springs.
Yep. If, let's see what it is.
As they're calling for a safety, that's number eight that's out there Moon. For Summerton Christian. That's the quarterback Moon.
Moon on all sides of the ball tonight. You've got to respect that. I don't think I could stand in the booth and call a whole game, let alone play both sides of the game. We're looking at basketball players at this rate of turnaround.
Well, it reminds me of another player that's tied up right now, Dane Black. I should say tied up in the game, not literally, but tied up at 7-7.
This is going to bring up a second down from about the 1 foot line. Cold Springs, very fortunate not to have a safety called on them. I thought for sure that was an intentional grounding in the end zone, and if you do that, it's a safety.
Yes, and that's just good on Cold Springs quarterback. I believe it was Williams on that play. Just smart enough to get rid of it somehow, some way. Because, you know, that kind of penalty right there, not that big of a yardage, is not going to look huge on your stats tomorrow.
Josh Dillon, do you dial up a blitz if you're the Summerton Christian Academy Eagles?
Yeah, yes, and I don't think it's even a question of whether you blitz. It's the question of what direction do you blitz. Is it
the
left or right?
The pressure is on from
they're gonna go to the right.
Christian. They get out of the end zone, but it'll be a third down as they're still fighting for this one.
So now it out to about the 9 yard line. Got him a little bit of breathing room.
Looks about a fourth down now. As they're going to say third as well. They haven't changed it just yet.
So while they're getting set up on the field, swapping balls here, Addison Red Bay they have reached the half. Addison 14, Red Bay 6. Coleman gone up to 28 points over Columbia. Columbia yet to put any points on the board. Still in the second quarter there. St. John Paul II and Fairview reached halftime with a 7-7 tie. Good Hope up over Tanner, 26-0. Hansville Holly Pond has reached the half. Hansville 6, Holly Pond 16. And the midfield Vinemont game, Vinemont 6, midfield 22, that also in the second quarter.
It looks like they're going to let time expire here as they're all just kind of just playing around there now. There's the timeout.
And as we reach halftime, West Point Lawrence County has also reached halftime. West Point yet to score a point to Lawrence County's 28. Well, that's your scores from around the county.
That's timeout called on the field by Cold Springs to prevent the flag there and kind of keep it alive here. 5 seconds, 5.8 to play in the half. Halftime coming up, the sound of the Cold Spring Eagle Band. I didn't see if Summerton Christian had a band, but we'll take a break here and bring you more from Cranlin Strickland Stadium in just a little bit here on Friday Night Live, here on Coleman's Live 95.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live from Cranlin Strickland Stadium on the campus of Cold Springs High School in Bremen, Alabama. As a third down attempt for Cold Springs, it keeps it alive, and I believe that will end the second quarter as the first half is over, and Cold Springs leads this one 20-7. As we were thinking, we were looming on a Summerton Christian touchdown towards the end there, but Cold Springs turned it around.
Definitely an interesting take there. If you're a Cold Springs player going into the tunnel, and really actually the coach too, as we see them stop some of the referees here in the middle of the field, can only wonder what they're talking about there. But if you're a Cold Springs team member of any kind, you have quite the lifted spirits. You've taken a 3-0 undefeated team and you've stopped them. everyone coming into this game said that Cold Springs would roll the coal.
We said it, too.
Yes, us included.
All
and I
of
take
us.
Full responsibility. But these kids are putting up a show. Maybe Cold Springs got comfortable after their almost three-point run. Maybe Summerton Christian is showing up. I hate to root against the Coleman County team, but this has turned into quite a ball game.
It has, and really just one possession separates, you know, Summerton Christian from closing the gap and making this a close ball game.
Sure. You know, if they had punched it in right there, you're talking about less than a score being the difference. You're looking at maybe Summerton Christian scoring one more time and being a lead. You know, as we sit here and watch the Summerton Christian band take the field, we'll prepare to broadcast you that during the halftime. We're gonna venture down to the concession stand, Dylan.
Yeah, we need some food here.
There's already been some nachos spilled across our table. If that tells you anything about how awesome the food is here, we'd like to give a special thanks to Cold Springs and their facilities for not only making us a spot, but we had to get through the kitchen and in the concession stand just to get up here, but they've been super nice to us, and we appreciate the
yeah. We'd like to thank them as well as the Coleman County School Board for allowing us to be here on their grounds. This is a great facility here at Cold Springs, and we're glad to be here. And now we'll take you to the field for the sound of the Summerton Christian Band. You've been listening to the Cold Springs Marching Band. More of Cold Springs versus Summerton Christian coming up after these messages on Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. WRJM-LP Coleman.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
This is Dylan Deemer, the voice of Friday Night Live, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday night for my new show, Prep Sports Live. Each Tuesday, tune in for a wrap-up of all last week's action, a preview of the upcoming week, as well as a breakdown of the latest sports news from around Coleman County, as well as interviews. And tune in to hear the announcement of our Game of the Week. Join us every Tuesday from 5 to 6 on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's independent radio.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Coleman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage in MLS number 338177. Equal housing lender.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95, and let's tune in to a little bit of the Cold Springs Royal Blue Band performance. What you heard a little bit earlier was the visiting Summerton Christian Band.
Friday Night Live continues in just a few minutes from Cold Springs as we bring you Cold Springs versus Summerton Christian. Live 95 will continue in just a moment on Live 95, Coleman's independent radio, while we go and practice saying Live 95.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanApplianceRepair.com.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
This is Dylan Deemer, the voice of Friday Night Live, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday night for my new show, Prep Sports Live. Each Tuesday, tune in for a wrap-up of all last week's action, preview of the upcoming week, as well as a breakdown of the latest sports news from around Coleman County, as well as interviews. And tune in to hear the announcement of our Game of the Week. Join us every Tuesday from 5 to 6 on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's independent radio.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Coleman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage in MLS number 338177. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live here at Cranford Strickland Stadium on the campus of Cold Springs High School. Your Cold Springs Eagles dominate this one 20-7 as the second half is starting. Dylan Deemert, Josh Lawler, and Chris Greer here on the call.
Dylan, what kind of adjustments would you expect Summerton Christian to make during halftime?
I think Summerton Christian may have found something here that they weren't seeing before, as you saw them drive in the late first half there, found something there, and I think they found a balance. I think that maybe Cold Springs may pick up on that, though, that quarterback, as Moon's been probably the number one carrier for his team.
I would say if I'm a Cold Springs coach, I would be getting after that offense and tell them to quit shooting themselves in the foot. We've had two drives that were deep into the Summerton territory that were ended by fumbles. You know, you score on those two drives, this is not really even a ball game anymore. but you've allowed Summerton Christian Academy to hang around and hang around.
Absolutely, and that's something you've got to ask. Maybe this is the second string. Maybe these are even some of the junior varsity guys that have come up playing for Cold Springs. There, neither one of these teams on paper had a lot of men for both sides. Summerton Christian only having 21 players, 22 via the roster, but I believe one didn't dress out due to injury. But Cold Springs shows up with a completely different set, two sets in the practice area. So I really think that's a strength of theirs. They need to use it as long as that mental state is in the right place.
Well, it says about a minute to go. We'll give you some quick updates from around the county. It's Addison leading Red Bay 14-6. Coleman over Columbia 28-8. Tied up in Fairview as Fairview tied up with St. Paul. John Paul II, 7-7. And Good Hope over Tanner 26-0, while Holly Pond over Hansville 16-6, while Midfield over Vimont 22-6. Lawrence County leads West Point 28-0.
Looks like Cold Springs is lining up, preparing for the kickoff. Field position has definitely been on the Cold Springs side so far this game.
Absolutely.
Are we going to continue to see that shotgun snap be an issue for Summerton Christian? What do you think, Josh?
I really do. Now, they've had some luck out of it by giving Moon the ball and letting him just work some kind of magic. But if they force him to start trusting his teammates and taking the snap under the center, we could see a totally different ball game coming out of the second half.
Looks like they're ready to go. Cold Springs has it teed up here. And Summerton Christian to receive to begin the second half. Kicked it about the 40 and fielded at about the 25 there, as he's got it on his feet still and gets to about the 35 there of Summerton Christian. So now we'll see Moon and company come back to the field for the Golden Eagles.
You know, guys, we talked quite a bit off air about what games could we have picked for game of the week. And really, on paper, this one didn't look like it was going to be as close of a game as it is. And the only tied game we've got, which is a Fairview game, didn't look on paper like it was going to be close either. The name of that team, St. John Paul II,
Madison County.
Right, has a quarterback that scored four touchdowns on his own last week. There was no way that should have been close. Fairview's making them earn it.
As a low snap there as quarterback controls the hands off to his back. That's number 9. That looks like it's going to be Hicks for Summerton Christian, as I need to flip my roster here.
So a big hit by number 56 for Cold Springs. The running back came up right up the middle. 56 met him in the hole, picked up a 1 yard gain, and took a big hit from the defensive tackle.
So now a second down, gain of about 2 there, as Summerton Christian working from the 35. As Moon with the snap here, good snap here. Rolls to his right. He's got a throw. He's got a man. And it's bobbled, but caught.
An interception.
Picked off by the Eagles of Colt Springs. It's going to go the other way looked like he had it in his grip, but then Colt Springs snatched it there, and they fought for it for a little bit, but Colt Springs comes away with it, and now they'll get set up inside enemy territory from about the 40.
Excellent pass there by the Summerton quarterback. He put it right on the numbers of his wide receiver. The wide receiver did not catch the ball with his hands. He allowed that ball to hit his chest, caused it to bounce up. A quick hand, quick reaction by the Cold Springs defensive back. They take the ball away. Now they're driving deep in Summerton territory.
Mental mistake by Summerton Christian, that is, and Cold Springs will capitalize as William gets a snap here, hands off to his running back there, and he's going to be stopped there. Nowhere to go. That's number 28 there. He's not a back, he's a receiver, but he'll carry that one. That's going to be Francisco Alea for Colt Springs.
We've seen him really get involved in the passing game. He has made two excellent catches tonight.
You know, if you're Summerton Christian sitting, one of the parents or fans sitting in the stands, you hate to see that, because Moon finally sweeps out and he's going to make a pass play, and that's exactly what they need. They need to change up the look instead of just making Moon work for it, and it doesn't pay out.
Harris has it this time on the carry. He moves backwards. He's going to scramble all around there and fights forward of the line of scrimmage, maybe a gain about 2 there.
Guys, I have to admit, traveling around the county, eating concession stand food, Cold Springs takes the cake right now. It is the best food I've had yet. So just thought I'd let everyone know that.
So come to Cold Springs, check out a football game, pick up a hamburger, and I would say get the nachos with barbecue. We've got a player down on the field hurt for Cold Springs. We do not have a number yet. They are surrounding him, tending to him. The players take a knee. And I believe we're going to take a break while they take a break to tend to that young man.
We'll find out more as we'll be right back. Friday Night continues in just a little bit.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live here at the campus of Cold Springs High School as looked like Mason Harris came off the field for Cold Springs. He's the running back there. So now we'll get a second down, third down now, as he had the carry last time, had to make some moves, but and it's a fumble there as Williams tries to fall on it. He will secure it, but it'll be a fourth down now for Cold Springs as we were saying, Mason Harris, the back off the field now.
Just a little update on Harris. I can see them down on the sideline stretching out that right leg. The way they're working on it, it appears to be possibly a calf. That would be my guess. Just a cramp, something that's minor, and we could expect to see him back in the ballgame.
9:15 in the quarter as the defense or the special teams will come on for Cold Springs to send this one away.
Not a bad stop by Summerton Christian here. If you're the defense and, oddly enough, for such a small school, the offensive players as well, you have to be proud of this one. Looks like we're going to take a timeout on behalf of Cold Springs. We'll take one with you. This is Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Sports Radio.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live from Cold Springs High School. Fourth down now for the Blue Eagles.
Excellent stop on that series by the Summerton Christian Eagles to stop Cold Springs. Hold them to a three and out.
So now the punter for Cold Springs lined up at the 35 of his own. 9:01 in the third quarter to go. Cold Springs commands this one 20-7. As whistles on this one, flag down now.
Well, guys, I don't know if we're ever going to get this play over with. As we took a timeout the first time, and now there's a flag. Oh, this one's going to go against Cold Springs. Going to back them up another 5 yards.
So they'll go back on that one, and we will have another attempt at the punt there for the Eagles of Cold Springs, I should say. This is the Battle of the Eagles here on Friday Night Live. The Golden versus the Blue as it goes up, and it'll be fielded around the, looks like about the 25 there, and it's fumbled, and he's got to do something with it. He's going to pick it up and run. That's Brown, and he stays on his feet and tackled there near the 30-yard line, maybe the 25.
Brown had a tackler hanging on to him. I couldn't get the number. One of the Cold Springs defenders joined in on that tackle and really lowered the boom on him.
So now a first down deep in their own territory now.
Just quickly breaking in, Fairview managed to score another touchdown against St. John Paul II. That score being Fairview 13, St. John Paul II 7.
Good news from Dafford Smith Stadium as Coach Redding's squad will take a 6-point lead there in front of the home crowd.
You know, guys, that's pretty much the closest game. And
as bobble snap by Moon, he's going to pick it up. He's going to stay on his feet. Fights forward and tripped up there. About the line of scrimmage is where he'll be down.
Looked like a defensive stop by number 11 for the Cold Springs Eagles. He made a shoestring tackle on Brown. As Brown again got a bad shotgun snap, the snap got by him. He was able to pick it up and try to scramble, but he lost about 2 yards on first down.
So now third down, no, second down from just a little bit here as they'll lose about two there as they try to get to the line of scrimmage, lose two. Another attempt for the quarterback here as Moon will get the snap. That's a good snap this time. Rolls to his left, throws to his right. He's got a receiver. That's Brown caught at about the 40, 35 there as he tries to go for the 40 and gets to about, looks about the 32 there.
I believe he picked up enough for the first down for Summington. Yep. They're going to move those chains. Not an easy throw for that quarterback to make. That's again, sure. Throwing across his body, but he put a strike right on his receiver who picks up a Summington Christian first down.
7:55 in the quarter, third quarter as it is. Colt Springs leads 20-7 as we'll get a first down now for the Summington Christian Eagles.
But you know, Chris, we talked about that a little bit earlier, how much momentum that takes away from you throwing as a right-handed quarterback, running to your left, throwing to your left, but being right-handed.
Just good snap this time. He's going to air it out to Brown again. Brown's got it. No, he doesn't.
Excellent defense by Cold Springs that time. I did not get a number on that defender. Did you get that?
I thought it was number 8.
I thought it was number 8 for Cold Springs, which would be Clay Rollo on the stop there. So now a second down from the line of scrimmage. Place it about the 34, 33 maybe. Of Summington Christian, so in their own yardage, 7:32 in the quarter.
Trying to bring you some games as they update. Looks like Coleman's at halftime break, 28 over Columbia.
Quarterback keeps the snap this time, fights forward, and stays at the line of scrimmage. Third down now. Maybe a loss of one on that one, Chris.
It's going to be about third down and 10. No lanes to run in for Summington Christian.
And as Josh said, Coleman coming out of halftime, like you said, or going into halftime? About to come out, 28-8, I believe is the score on that one.
It is.
As the Bearcats hosting Columbia. So now third down. Need to get to about the 44 to continue play as it's a low snap. Pressure coming from Colt Springs as he'll be sacked there. Near the 20-yard line, fourth down now, as Colt Springs with a big defensive stop.
That was number 10 for Colt Springs on that stop.
I've got him as Jordan Lacey. He's also the backup quarterback. We may see him get some reps tonight if Colt Springs continues, but so far he's on defense and had some good plays.
Well, this seems to be the story of this game. It's going to be fourth down and looks like about 20, would you say, Josh?
That's about right. It's hard to see as the marker's over far side of the field, Summington Christian side of the field, but it's a long distance, that's for sure.
As Bunn sends it up, Aleo there to get it. Ooh, big tackle there. Big tackle coming from Summington Christian.
Hard to imagine why he didn't wave fair catch on that one. But
well, he certainly paid for that little mental mistake. About the time that he recognized he had the ball in his possession, a Summington Christian Eagle defender had left his feet and launched himself at the ball carrier. Big, big hit.
Credit the big stop there to John Short, number 7. So now timeout called here as it looks like Colt Springs and Summington Christian will come to their respective sidelines. We will take a break here, 6:01 in the third quarter, as Friday Night Live continues in just a little bit. right here on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's independent radio.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800. It's Odin's Auto Glass.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. As a first and 10 now for Colt Springs.
I do have to say this, Josh Dillon, for a smaller school, the crowd has been very lively in this game. I mean, we've been behind closed windows, and I can hear people cheering and screaming, you know, outside the windows.
Yeah, and Chris, we've been to other county schools where they had easily three times the sizes as both of these schools combined and could have heard a pin drop in their stadiums. Just goes to show that it doesn't matter the size of the dog in the fight, but I don't remember how the rest of that goes.
The fight of the dog, I believe it would be.
Gosh, I'm not having a great night at all tonight.
Second down coming up, Josh. You're having a great night. I can hear you here.
It's I'm on the struggle bus, but you know who's not on the struggle bus? This Cold Springs offense.
As a second down, big carry by, looked like Mason Harris there. And it'll be a second and about five to go. Ball placed at about midfield. 5:36 in the quarter as Cold Springs 20 to Summerton Christian 7. As we'll see Williams again on the second down attempt.
Three backs men in the backfield.
About to call that there as three men in the backfield there as Chris got to me first. As hands off to, didn't see who he handed off to that time. Looked like
one of the fullbacks. He drug the pile for about 5 yards. That's enough to move a change for the Cold Springs Eagles.
So now a first down pickup there. Credit that to, looked like, I may be wrong about the number. Let me go ahead and check for you. I am. It looked like 28, Francisco Alea then.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is kind of hard sometimes for us to pick up the numbers for Cold Springs. They've got a dark gray jersey with blue numbers.
Sure, sure. And not to mention, they're also running a lot of these plays up the middles. Before we know it, it's just a big jumble of players down there.
So handoff to Alea again. He stays on his feet and down to about the 38.
Dragging defenders. Picks up, I would say, probably 5 yards, maybe six, but it looks like a flag's down. We might see this one come back.
4:54 to play in the third quarter. This one will come back on Cold Springs.
Holding. It's a holding call on Cold Springs.
And, you know, this is exactly what Summerton Christian wants. They want Cold Springs to hold themselves back, pun intended here, and this is going to cost them big. They're going to walk quite a bit of the field.
That's going to bring up first down. Looks like about 20 yards, maybe 21.
About maybe 21, 22, honestly. No, about 21 sounds about right. I read that again and count up here a little bit as ball's at about the opposite 42, 44, I should say, is hands off to number five. That's going to be Alexander.
Looking for a holding call.
And tries to fight four for the 50. Summit to Christian stops in there. They're looking for holding there.
It's going
to
be another
flag down. Looks like they will get that.
I hope so. That was very blatantly holding, and that is exactly what the penalty is going to be. We looked at a first down and possibly 20. This is just going back the wrong way here, Chris.
It is. It's another mental mistake. Number four, slow to get up. He was struggling with a cramp earlier. Limps off the field, saves him from having to call a timeout for an injury. but it doesn't save a penalty. That's going to push it back to about first down and 30, 31 yards to go.
That's Mason Harris, so maybe they can get him straightened out and get him back on the field.
Well, what do you do in a situation like that, Josh Dillon? Maybe a quick kick just to catch someone by surprise?
Oh, I don't know. Because they're looking at replaying first down here, correct?
That's right. It's going to be first down.
Gosh, this is the third time that they'll play first down in this drive, but even farther back. I think you air it out or you run it up the middle and then in a couple of plays maybe play action one more time. We've seen that have quite a bit of success from Cold Springs.
So first in an area code here for the Blue Eagles. Will hand off to Alea there. No, fakes the handoff and goes right to the middle. No one fooled there. That's going to be one of the – I think that's number 48 there, Houston McCarn.
Good defense by the Simonton Christian Eagles on that play. You know, they're in a situation where they can just kind of pin their ears back and go as a defensive lineman. I mean, you've got a lot of green behind you that Cold Springs is going to have to pick up. That was a surprising play call, though, on first down to run up the middle.
Absolutely.
I would look to see them test the perimeter on this second down and half a mile.
Second and long here as Williams airs it out there. He's got a man and nearly picked off there. Ooh. Flag down now, and he's not looking good. That's number 7 for
John Short there, coming down on that right shoulder pretty hard.
They're waving the coaches out on the field. He's in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
This is not looking good for number 7 Short of Simonton Christian. As
the flag is down on the field, we might see a pass interference on this call. Looked like the wide receiver, and it is. It's a pass interference against Simonton Christian. That's going to move the ball. They've got him up on his feet now. They're helping him off the field.
As everyone in the stadium claps here, as John Short will be walked off by his teammates here and be evaluated on the sideline.
Great attempt on his behalf there. Clearly missed the receiver by yards, but he was there to try to reach out and try to take one hand to pull it down. He just couldn't. That threw him off balance pretty bad, and that's why we see him being walked off the field as we speak. At this time, we'll continue our coverage as they line up to the line of scrimmage. We will look at the scores across the county, and we'll update you with that shortly.
So now a second down, and they've got closer to the original line of scrimmage. He just throws that one right out there, and he almost had an interception there. That's quarterback out there.
It's going to bring up third down, about 13 yards to go.
So at this time, as they try to get things back settled, we'll see Williams go onto the field right here, bring a call to the huddle, find out just what they're going to do on a third and long here. As they're looking at about a third and 13.
I would say try to put the ball in Ayala's hands. I probably mispronounced that, and if I did, I apologize. There's three backs in the backfield.
Play action.
Williams with a throw there. He's got a layup right
there.
And
there he is.
Cisco, and it'll be forced out of bounds there. It'll be fourth down.
And there's a flag. A little bit of extracurricular activity. They took him deep out of bounds, forcing him onto the concrete track. We're going to see exactly how bad of a penalty this is, but this should be a first down for Cold Springs.
It was about five yards short there, Chris, but it's not short anymore.
Well, they'll figure out what that's going to be. We'll take a quick break here. Friday Night Live continue with just a little bit right here on Coleman's Live 95.
Hey, guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. First down now for Cold Springs after that pass personal foul there. Dylan Deemer, Josh Waller, and Chris Greer As
we're all on the struggle bus tonight.
We are on the struggle bus tonight.
Dylan's working so hard, there's two of him. That's what that comes down to.
Second down now coming up for Cold Springs is, yeah, something's going on tonight.
Good 6-yard pickup on first down.
2:34 to play in the third quarter. Cold Springs under control this time. Was about to be a Summerton Christian turnover, but they decided to play a little rough there, and Cold Springs will stay alive and go just inside the red zone by a yard.
You know, in the game as close as it is right here, that's the literally the last thing that you want to do. You don't want to do any after-the-play penalties. You don't want to...
And he's going to go away, and...
Touchdown!
They're going to say touchdown, but he's injured.
That was a quick dive right up the gut, and he struggled into the end of the end zone. He's still down on the field. Josh, exactly what you were saying is exactly right. You know, these points were brought to you by a personal foul call against the Summerton Christian Eagles.
It makes you wonder. He may not see it tonight, but tomorrow morning, that Summerton Christian player will wake up and realize that this was very much the most pivotal point of the game, and he gave it away to Cold Springs.
As Mason Harris comes back to his feet there after scoring there, he got helped by a Summerton Christian player and a sign of good sportsmanship there. So now the quarterback will come on to attempt. Looks like the two-point attempt there. 26-7 right now as it stands. If this attempt is good, we'll see 28-7. That's my pick for the score. Just point it out there. So now the two-point conversion attempt as Williams on the field. And he'll go. He's got... No, it will not go this time as they're going to stop him there. He sold the fake there.
Ooh, that hurt.
That's got to be a bad tackle there.
They tried to call a reverse on that, and everybody stayed home for Summerton Christian.
Alexander tried to make an attempt on a carry there, but could not do it. 2:03 to play in the third quarter. Cold Springs leads 26-7. Friday Night Live continues in just a little bit.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live as the action continues from Cold Springs High School. As Cold Springs scores with a booming kick there, and he'll send it back to about the 20-15 there as he'll carry it out to near the 40 at about the 36.
So let me ask Josh, we've got another player down on the field. The cramps have appeared again just like they did in the last two games. I don't believe this is anything serious, but they're going to have to come out and look at this young man, stretch him out, and get him off the field. So we're going to take another break here on Friday Night Live. We'll be back right after this.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Colvin County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, in MLS number 338177, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live, as that was number 3 for Summerton Christian, Miles Myers. That's another key player for this team that they've lost so far to an injury.
Yeah, it looked like on that hit, but he might have just got his bell rung a little bit. You know, took a hit to the head and took him a minute to get off the field. He's probably over on the sidelines now counting his fingers.
And that's exactly what's happening. If you can see him right there behind the first down marker back there, he's taking a stroll trying to clear things up. He's got a couple of teammates around him helping him out.
The trainer came over asking, who are you? And he just said, I'm Batman.
Concussion getting real serious in the NFL and in the college scene as well.
It's been trickling down here to high school, and even on Chris Greer would know on the little league level.
Hey, you got to protect your players at all costs.
Oh, yeah. We have to take a lot of classes on that. That's something we have to be very careful about now. Looks like Summerton Christian's taking a break. We're going to take a break, too, here on Friday Night Live. We'll be back right after this on Coleman's only independent radio.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. As both teams come back to the field, Josh, you have any quick updates from around the county?
I was looking at that right here. Addison, Red Bay. Addison with a 26-12 lead in the third quarter there. Coleman, 35-8 over Columbia. Let's look at some of the rest of them. The Fairview, St. John Paul, the second game, still real close. Fairview, 13. St. John, 21. Good Hope, 32-0 over Tanner. Just going to whiz through these before play resumes. Hansville and Holly Pond. Holly Pond, 16. Hansful 6.
Bad snap, bad snap there. Moon's got to do something with it. He couldn't get control of it. This may be a Colt Springs ball as they're signaling for it, and they're excited they got it.
That snap was so high over the quarterback's head, Shaquille O'Neal would not have been able to bring that one down at least 5 feet over the head of the quarterback.
And a real shame for Summerton Christian as well. These are mental mistakes we saw in the very beginning of the game. They've come back again to haunt them towards the later half of this game. At what point do you pull this young man out and sit him down for a little bit and let him sit on that?
Well, judging by the injuries and the size of the bench for Summerton Christian,
true.
You know, they probably don't have a lot of options at that center position, which is always the hardest position to fill on the offensive line. You got a stunted player coming on the field late for a substitution.
Finish out those scores. Midfield 22, Vinemont 12 in the fourth quarter. Lawrence County 43, West
Williams
Point
got
0.
A throw here. He's got a man receiver in the corner. No good. Pass intended for, looks like it's going to be Leia there.
Everybody's slow to get up on that play. But like I said, Lawrence County 43, West Point 0 in the fourth quarter.
Not good story out of Moulton there as Lawrence County taking a big lead over Coach Farley and gang there as Ryland Jones and company out there taking on the Lawrence County, and I can't think what their mascot is for right now. I think the Red Devils they are.
I'm not sure.
It's a bit of a surprise to see the score of that lopsided.
So
West
heavily.
Point's really a well-balanced team. I would have expected a better fight out of them.
A team we've really followed this season, yep. Josh.
And two weeks ago, they were part of the undefeated list. You know, the
as a bad pass there as they tried to get that to look like number for Colt Springs. I think that was number 11, Roberto Alea.
It's a little bit too high for him. He's not quite as tall as his brother. And that ball was just out of reach. That's going to bring up a third down and 10, which kind of surprising play calls here. You've got a chance to put the nail in the coffin of Summerton Christian. And again, you're letting them hang around and hang around.
Absolutely. Eventually, this door is going to be opened so wide that Summerton Christian can't do anything other but then to stroll through it.
So now a third down here. Just a yard ahead of the line of scrimmage, 3rd and 9 now. As Williams gets a snap here and has to throw, he's got a man. And no, cannot do it again. Alea again. Roberto, that is, on the second attempt and will be incomplete. So now 4th down approaching.
It's going to be an interesting call here. I watched the field goal kicker for Cold Springs. I believe this is going to be a little bit out of his range. So I expect to see them go for it here on 4th down.
And that's what they're looking for, the call on their side of the field.
It's going to be a timeout. I can't tell if it's a Heat timeout. Nope, timeout on Cold Springs.
As they've got to talk it over, we'll talk it over too. Cold Springs leads this one 26-7, 1:31 to play in the third quarter. Friday Night Live continues in just a little bit.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. As Cold Springs on a fourth down attempt here, got to do something here, as we'll have Brody Williams back on the field this time around. He's got to find a receiver to get that, as he needs to get to about the, looks like about to me, the 17-yard line. It may be wrong. Maybe the 15. As that's a low snap, he's got to fall on it, and it'll be a turnover on downs for Summerton Christian. As they try to fight for a fumble, they're going to get it anyways.
Good series by Summerton Christian. I believe we got some scoring updates. We're going to go to Josh.
Yes, not too much has changed since the last time we run through them. Every team just about in the third quarter now. Addison 26, Red Bay 12. You're listening to the Cold Springs Summerton Christian game. Cold Springs 26, Summerton Christian 7. Coleman with a lead over Columbia 35-8. St. John Paul II lead over Fairview 21-13. Good Hope over Tanner 32-0. Holly Pond over Hansville 16-6. That game in the fourth quarter. And then the Midfield-Vinemont game, Midfield 28, Vinemont 12, fourth quarter as well. And Lawrence County still holding a shutout against West Point last week's game of the week, 43-0 in the fourth quarter.
As the Red Devils must be cooking something up there in Moulton, as they are leading a pretty strong West Point team tonight.
Absolutely.
Looked like the officials cooked something up there. I'm not sure if that was a delay of game or perhaps that was a movement on the offensive line, but a 5-yard penalty for Summerton Christian Academy. This is not how you want to start off this drive.
Absolutely.
It seems like they've been behind the eight ball on first down all night long.
Absolutely. And you know, it's just one of those mental mistakes we've been talking about all night. Summerton Christian had a lot of opportunities to make this an even closer game than it already is. Executing on them.
So now 1:25 in the third quarter, as Moon will hand off to his back there, and he gets tackled by a wall of blue there, as that was number 7 for Colt Springs. It's going to be John Short back in the game after that we thought may have been a gruesome shoulder injury.
He's going to get close to the original line of scrimmage. That's going to bring up about second down and 13.
About under a minute there, Josh, as go ahead.
If you're Summerton Christian here, you have to make something on this drive. There's too many scores difference on that scoreboard. You've got to start collecting them now.
So now Moon with another attempt here on second down. He's got to air it out there. He's got Brown, and Brown's going to fight forward and get to about just the 39-yard line there.
I'd say he's probably about one yard shy there, Josh and Dylan. Good play call, good execution that time. That's going to bring up a makeable third down and a long two.
You have to hand it to them. Summerton Christian, whatever they're doing for conditioning is working. I've not seen, as we're midway into the third, we're almost to the end of the third quarter, these guys aren't giving up. They're driving up the middle. They're fighting for extra yardage. This is exactly what you want.
Has a pick there to start the fourth quarter, as it may go for 6. Is he still going? As Cold Springs picks it off there. We're going to go into the fourth quarter with a Cold Springs possession there after a big interception on John Moon of Summerton Christian. So now we'll take a break as the fourth quarter begins, and Cold Springs will take over in their own territory. You're listening to Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Cullman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Cullman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live, the fourth quarter beginning here from Cranford Strickland Stadium here on the campus of Colt Springs High School, as Colt Springs will take over in enemy territory and have the chance to set up a scoring drive and to probably put the nail in the coffin of this one. Dylan Diemer, Josh Lawler, and Chris Greer on the call tonight, as wouldn't want to be anywhere else tonight. Maybe Fairview. That one's getting interesting.
Fairview
as well.
Very close. But it shouldn't have been. St. John's got a quarterback, scored four times. I've already mentioned it tonight. Scored four times last week on his own. On paper, there should not have been as close of a game as it is. Obviously, Cullman County bringing a lot of interesting games.
A quick run, Addison leading 26-12 over Red Bay, and Cullman 42-8 over Columbia. And I think that's going to be a flag. I saw it. A jump there. Looked like it's going to be on the defense here. It'll be an offsides penalty here. So I'll move the ball to about the 17-yard line inside the red zone there. First and five now. 21-13 as St. Paul, John Paul II will lead Fairview. Tanner and Good Hope looking to be interesting as Good Hope 32-0, while Holly Pond takes a commanding 22-6 lead over Hanceville. So now a first and five within the 20-yard line for Colt Springs as Williams gets a handoff there. And will
he's moving
off
the pile, churning his legs, drives it down to about the 10-yard line. And it looks like a first down for Colt Springs.
As it'll be an easy first down carry there by Harris. So now it'll be at about the 10-yard line spotted there. First and goal.
You know, guys, this is such a tough thing to see. If you're rooting at all for Summington Christian, they're practically knocking on the door of another score to put it farther out, and they're taking their time with it. They're running it up the middle. They're keeping it in bounds, trying to spend as much time on that clock to go to the locker room as soon as they can.
Hands off to Alexander. Alexander cuts to the middle, gets to a touchdown. Colt Springs will put the dagger in it.
Absolutely.
I think you're starting to see the conditioning catching up to Summington Christian. Yeah. Their conditioning, I have to say, has been excellent tonight. We have not seen many of them going down with cramps and things of that nature, but they're just a step slower now. And when you're a step slower against an offense like Cold Springs, that can really burn you.
And in my personal opinion, I don't believe that it's as much conditioning as it has been a mindset that's gotten hold of these kids. They're looking deeply into their fourth loss this season. That morale that we talk about every week, that motivation, momentum, all the M's tonight, it plays such a huge part in your Friday night football, and these kids are just running out of it from Summington Christian.
Extra point is good, and Colt Springs will command this one 33-7, 11:26 to play. Friday night continues in just a little bit.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Cullman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, in MLS number 338177, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live from Cranford Strickland Stadium on the campus of Cold Springs High School. home of the Blue Eagles, as they'll send this one away as they command at home 33-7 over Summerton Christian as they get the ball back and nearly to midfield there, and he's still trucking there as he'll be brought down as Colt Springs gets a big stop there, but it'll start from about the 41 there.
Yep, and that's just him getting out of bounds. So many juke moves can only get you so far once they start rushing you into the bench over there. Not too many of those kids standing on the sidelines, as most of Summerton Christian's roster is on the field. Numbers really playing a big game here.
I'm seeing number 7 limping quite badly as he goes out to the split left side.
John Short, who came out with an injury earlier in the third quarter and back on the field, playing very lightly here as they'll hand off to one of their backs there. I think it's going to be...
Boy, the quarterback kept that one that time, Dylan. Not sure if that was a planned keeper or not, but there was sure nowhere to go. It's going to be second down in about 11 yards, maybe 12.
I thought they went to Corbin Hicks there, but number 9 or number 8. Could have went either way. Moon number 8 and Hicks number 9.
No, you were right about that, Chris. Number 7 Short. He is limping severely. I don't know if I'm Summerton Christian's coach. I don't know if I leave him on the field.
Well, it's definitely some toughness that this young man is showing. I mean, he's showing his grit out there. But in a game like this, get him out and let him start recovering.
Absolutely.
Quarterback keeps it this time, fights forward to about the line of scrimmage and cannot go anywhere as he couldn't get to about the 30 there, and it'll be a third down and about 2 to go to get to the line of scrimmage. So a 3rd and 12 coming as somebody's down for Colt Springs.
Referee waving trainer over this way.
Can't tell if this is cramps or not yet, as they're going to all take a knee here on the field.
They are going to take hold of his helmet.
Yeah, this is not cramps.
Definitely not.
While they take a break, I guess we'll take a break too. This is Friday Night Live on 95.5, Coleman's only independent sports radio.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Colman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, in MLS number 338177, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. As Summerton Christian gets a pass there, hands off, throws it to Brown at about the 30, fights forward, and third down. Now a fourth down as that play happens on third down and 12.
He's going to pick up about 6 yards on that play. This is a makeable fourth down, something I noticed, Josh. Number 7 for Summerton Christian. We've noticed him the last 3 plays limping severely.
Yep.
He was on the point of attack blocking for his teammate through the block, which allowed him to pick up 6 yards.
Yeah, quite an effort from him. But I have to agree with you, Chris. He needs to already start recovering. I'd find him somewhere to sit down over there. He'd start recovering for next week's game. You know, play towards the win. Because in this commentator's opinion, it's not going to happen in Cold Springs.
As they're going to punt it here, Bunn to send it away. And he's got a layup waiting to receive it there. As looking for the bounce to keep it. And they will not get it.
That was a surprising play call. I was not expecting them to kick that away. Fourth down and 4. You're at the point in the game where you pull out all the stops.
Yeah.
I expected them to go for it on that play.
I think if the game had been a little bit closer, yes. But since they're, and I'm going to glance at the scoreboard just to double check. Yes, 33-7 in favor of Cold Springs. If you're this far behind, give your punter more practice, right? So don't take anything away from him. If it's fourth down, push it away. Make it not look like such a huge blowout.
So now a first down for Cold Springs, as it seemed like they put the dagger in it already. And they probably got, looks like they may have their second strings out here.
Oh, absolutely. I believe that we saw Cold Springs' second strings since the second quarter.
We still see Williams, though, but hands off to a back there that may have been Mason Harris.
If that was a second string running back, if you're a Cold Springs Eagle fan, you have to be happy by what you're seeing. He drug the pile for about 6 yards on the first down play, right up the middle.
John Clark Sheffield for Summerton Christian, number 51, slow to get up and kind of just bending over there.
Yeah, and the same rule applies to Cold Springs. Take all of your guys, except for maybe Williams, except for maybe Williams, continue to let him lead a team, get more practice there, but all of your starters should be resting for next week.
That's another handoff, and it's fumbled, picked up by Summerton Christian, and they're going the other way, and tackled by Cold Springs defenders there as 56.
That was number 54, I believe, Jacob McDonald, that picked up that loose ball. He advanced it about 10, 15 yards, and now Summerton Christian, we keep thinking that they've been put away, but they keep coming back to life. They were resurrected with another turnover.
And real quick around the county, Addison 26 over Red Bay 12 in the fourth quarter. Coleman leading Columbia 42-8. St. John Paul II over Fairview 28-13. That one's in the fourth quarter, while Tanner is trailing Good Hope 32-0. Final score from Hansville as 22-6. Holly Pond will win.
Looks like Coleman County teams having a really good night.
Good night for Coleman County teams.
Low snap there. Moon keeps it himself. Fights forward. So second down coming now.
All except for West Point, I believe.
And Vinemont as well. Vinemont trailing 34-12. West Point prevents the shutout, but it's still a blowout, 43-7. 7 points on the board now.
43-7. That's a tough one, right?
That's a tough loss to stomach. That's one of those games that, you know, you don't want to go in and watch a film on Sunday, and you for sure don't want to start practice back on a Monday.
No, you really don't. Conditioning is going to be extra hard come Monday.
So now a second down for Summerton Christian, giving a rebirth here. Another low snap. The center's got to do something about it, and Brown nearly loses it as he tips it there. And Alea tried to get under it but could not hold it in there. So it'll stay with Summerton Christian, third down now. This center's got to do something for Summerton Christian. This may be the number one source of their woes this season.
It certainly has been the number one source of their woes tonight. We have seen this offense for Summerton Christian start, what I say, behind the eight ball with first and, you know, second and 15, second and 20, and it's almost always been because of bad snaps.
Yeah, that's definitely something that's got to be – you don't even have to take it to the tape to find that. That has to be addressed.
As Moon airs it out this time, he's got a man and could not haul it in. 25, Garrett Potts there, the intended receiver.
Potts nor the defender there registering that the ball was coming whatsoever.
It's going to bring up a big fourth down and 10. We saw Summerton Christian punt it away last time on a fourth and 5. Fourth and 4. Now it looks like they're going to go for it. The offense is on the field. Trips formation to the left. One wide receiver to the right.
7-11 to play. Going to go for it on fourth down as Moon gets a good snap this time. Rolls to his left. He's got to either throw or scramble. And he's going to scramble and fall out of bounds. And no, actually be tackled inside. And Cold Springs takes over at about the 33-yard line.
Number 11 is wide open.
He had some wide receivers open on that play, number 11 for Summerton Christian. He had some separation from his man. Too much on the defense. The quarterback did not have time to get it away. You know, it's disheartening when you see those wide receivers waving their hands trying to get the attention of the quarterback, but the quarterback just doesn't have time to do anything.
No. But in this situation, Chris, you would think that Moon would have the conscious thought to at least get rid of it. You know, this has happened. I don't know the exact stats. Cold Springs had a lot of sacks tonight.
A lot.
You've got to nip those in the bud early, or else you're just going to be one of those stats on Cold Springs' run.
And I would say easily 75% of those sacks have been because of a center quarterback exchange.
Yes, absolutely. Whether the, you know, a lot of those came in the first drive. We saw probably six or seven plays for Summerton Christian,
and easily
five or six of those being well over the head, snaps over the head of Moon.
Houston McCarron on the carry there for Colt Springs. A first down pickup there as the Eagles. Of the Blue Eagles, I should say, as we are at the Battle of the Eagles. So don't want to confuse any Summerton Christian fans listening out there. It's Cold Springs with the carry this time. Houston McCarron on the big first down pickup. So now from the 45, as they'll try it again, as hands off to McCarron again, looks like.
Right up the middle again. They are controlling the line of scrimmage with the center and the two guards, moving the defensive lineman for the Golden Eagles. Opening up big holes. When you start off on first down and you pick up 7 yards, that makes things a whole lot easier for your quarterback.
Absolutely. You can breathe easy for a couple of plays. You know, you don't have to deliver until at least third down. Looks like we're going to take a timeout. Not quite sure who that's on, but we're going to take a timeout with you. This is Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanAppliancerepair.com.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live here. Second down for Cold Springs as they lead 6-6 left to play in this one as Cold Springs commands this one so far, 33-7.
Again, we had a run off of the left guard. Again, about a 7-yard gain that's going to pick up a first down for the Cold Springs Eagles. We're having a little bit of punchiness between these two teams. I don't believe Summerton Christian likes what has happened in this game. I certainly wouldn't. And they're taking it out a little bit after the whistle is blown.
You know, I'm noticing that as well, Chris, and that really upsets me. I hate to see that. It comes down to a sore loser, and there's a couple players that we've actively seen that on this close sideline now. Really upsetting.
We've got some final scores. We'll update you soon as another first down here for Cold Springs. Fights right up the middle. Final score from Fairview, 28-13. St. John Paul II will win at that one. Final score at a Good Hope where Tanner falls to Good Hope, 32-0, while Holly Pond beats Hansville, 22-6. 40 is the score over Vinemont as midfield has 40 over Vinemont's 12, and 43-7 as West Point trails Lawrence County. Same score from Coleman, 42-8 in favor of the Bearcats, while Addison leads Red Bay 32-12.
It's going to be second down in about 3 yards. They picked up again 7 yards right up the middle, running that A gap between the left guard and the center.
You know, if it's not broke, Chris, don't fix it.
Exactly.
And that's been the slogan for Cold Springs tonight. Run a couple up the middle, they get pretty far. If you get into trouble, throw one play action deep down the field, score points. Just rinse, wash, and repeat.
Well, just like you said, if it's working, there's no need to change it. And it's been working for the Cold Springs Eagles tonight. As they're driving down to about the 36-yard line, they are in Summerton's territory. Will we see another touchdown for the Blue Eagles?
I think you put money on this one, Chris. These second-string guys are yearning for more points. More points, more points. Just over and over again.
5 minutes to go here as Lacey's in the game. Like you said, second strings. Lacey, the quarterback here.
You know, they watch college football like all the rest of us do on Saturdays. They love to see coaches like Saban just continue to run up the score. No holding back whatsoever. They want to do that on Friday nights as well.
Now, Josh, you need to be careful talking about Coach Saban because that is Jay Fuller's favorite coach. I have that on good authority.
Absolutely.
It's going to be third down and about 4 yards to go for the Blue Eagles of Cold Springs.
So now they'll get the carry there as it'll be...
Second effort picks it up.
It'll be a first down for Cold Springs. It looked like there's a lot of action all over the field as different sources of action out there. Like you guys said about Coach Saban, you know, his philosophy, play all 60 minutes of the game and don't give up. That's why a lot of people kind of just view that as maybe just kind of bragging it. No, it's playing every quarter, every second.
Dylan, I'm going to walk you. I'm going to pick my favorite DJ. I mean, you're just as good as Josh and just as good as Chris. I mean, don't make me think we're not going to do it. You're all equally good.
A little Saban speech there as hands off to. It looks like that was Alexander on the carry. No, that's actually number 8 for Cole Springs.
Jay, I have to say, if you're doing a Saban impersonation, you have to get the word adversity in there at least 3 times during a paragraph. A
lot of adversity.
You know, there's a lot of adversity picking our favorite DJ. It could be Josh. It could be Dylan. It could be Chris. Chris has faced a lot of adversity tonight.
Josh has faced a lot of adversity. He just can't speak.
I think Miss Melissa's going to make him apologize for that one, and maybe we'll have an announcement
High five,
who the favorite DJ is.
You're listening to Coleman's only dependent psychological
Sports Network. Throw that one in there. I'm trying to upgrade us. I really am.
Second down now.
Cold Spring's going to pass it
right
it
up the middle. And again, 7 yards running that gap between the center and the guard.
You know, we're just building stats for next week. You know, Cold Springs will take this on to the next game, and someone will run a story about just how far the running game worked for them. That's all we're building here.
Well, you're also building confidence of these young Cold Springs players who have come in against a first-team defense and are moving the ball with authority.
Yeah.
So now a third down here from about, need to get about 7 yards there, 3rd and 7 there. As they'll fight forward, I think they'll be 1 yard short of that one. As that was number 48 on the carry again, Houston McCarn.
It's going to bring up about a 4th and 2.
Depending on how long we've got on the scoreboard there.
We've got 2:10 to play.
2:10 to play. I think you go for it here and just continue to run it up the middle.
Quarterback is still out there, so I think that's what they're probably going to go with.
You can gain this running yardage and continue to burn points off the clock. That's all you really need to do now.
Do you run it in that same gap that they've been hitting?
Absolutely. And you know, as I say that, we can see a gap right up the middle. They're going to run it off the left shoulder. Let's see if it's enough.
If it's a left foot spot by the official, they may have picked it up.
They've waved it stopped, but that may or may not be. Nope, it's going to turn over on downs. It's going to go back to Summerton Christian.
So they go for it, could not get it, and Summerton Christian will take over.
That seems like one they should measure, and the ball boy's actually asking if they ought to measure that one. Nope, they're not going to do it. They're pretty confident that it belongs to Summerton Christian here. Interesting call.
I have to agree with you on that, Josh. I would have thought they would at least measure it on that one.
I guess they don't want to do that. They're just kind of take it as it is. Your score, 33-7. Well, Addison now leading Red Bay 39-7. No other final scores as of yet from anywhere else. Actually, we do. 43-7 over at Lawrence County as West Point will fall and go 2-2.
Cold Springs has got their dime defense on the field. Looks like we've got a timeout called by Cold Springs. We're going to take a break here on Friday Night Live, Coleman's only independent FM station.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Coleman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617. 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage in MLS number 338177. Equal housing lender.
And we're back. Coleman's live independent radio station, formerly known as Best Intergalactic Self-Proclaimed Radio Station.
Oh, no.
I vote for that, too, Josh.
Yep, yep.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live, the best Friday Night Live show there ever is.
Sure, sure. I agree with that.
The best radio in the universe.
Universe.
As Summit and Christian has the ball here, passes it to Brown. Brown's got it at midfield. He's still going. He could go all the way. One man to stop. He beats him there, and he will go to the end zone. Touchdown, Summit and Christian.
Puts a move on the man at the 10-yard line to squeak by him into the end zone.
Quite a play by Summit and Christian. It looks like they're gonna finally cross over into the double digits tonight, which is good for their stats. Not very many games so far this season they've managed to score double digits. So a little bit of celebration on the field from Summit and Christian.
You know, have some fun. 1:22 left to go, and Cold Springs, you know, probably already has this one. Have some fun and enjoy it while you can.
That's exactly what we're doing up here.
Sure.
We would like to thank Cold Springs for providing us a nice air-conditioned room for us to be silly in.
We're glad to be here and love to be back anytime soon. As it goes up and hits the uprights and goes in.
Just as we would like to thank Cold Springs for allowing us to be here, we'd like to thank our sponsors for allowing us to make this program.
Sure.
And to bring Live 95.5 to the different high schools in the area, we'd like to thank Coleman Appliance and Repair, Cyber Broadband, Fuller Optical, Gateway Mortgage, Happy Homes Real Estate, Scissor Salon, and Odin's Auto Glass. Remember, support your local vendors. These are our friends, these are our neighbors, and these are our family. Support their businesses because they support us.
Absolutely.
A quick rundown from around the county. Addison leads 39-12 in the fourth quarter, while Coleman leads Columbia 42-8. I believe that one should be ending very soon. Final score from Fairview. St. John Paul II will win that one 28-13. Good Hope beats Tanner 30-0. Holly Pond beats Hansville 22-6. And Vonmont trails midfield 20-40. That one's still ongoing. While Lawrence County beats West Point 43-7. I'm thinking either we follow Good Hope next week or we go with Holly Pond as they're going to knee it there.
There's a squib kick there by the Summerton Christian Academy. Fielded at about the 35-yard line, then immediately taking a knee for Cold Springs.
Well, as everything stands right now, our two undefeated teams will stay undefeated. 1:18 to play. Cold Springs controls it. I look to see them run the clock out here. As it stands right now, I see our two undefeated teams continuing. Holly Pond picking up a victory in their county game against Hansville. I'd say maybe we should look into the Holly Pond Broncos this season.
I believe we might see the victory formation for the Blue Eagles here. Could be a handoff, but they're definitely going to work the clock and take the W home.
And they go right up the middle there and flag down.
Oh, flag down.
Helmet come off. One of Cold Springs players.
This could be a face mask. I saw that ball carrier get pulled around, and a lot of times when they're redirected that way, it's a face. Yep, face mask against the Summerton Christian Academy Eagles. And again, the hits keep on rolling when it comes to the mental mistakes.
Well, these guys have literally just been beaten up all game long, and they're letting their cards show a little bit. They're letting Cold Springs get the best of them in more than just the scoreboard. Do I blame them for it? No. Do I understand it? Yes, but that still doesn't mean that you show unsportsmanlike conduct like this.
So now a first down from about the 48 here. as Cold Springs is going to do whatever they can do to get out of this one here, as they're either going to run it up just at 105 to play. Goes forward about 3 yards there.
Won't take but a couple more plays, and that'll be the end of the game for Cold Springs. Cold Springs will go 4-0 into their next conference game at Aliceville. So that'll be another one we at least watch, keep up with on the phone, keep up with some scores, if not cover them again.
Now, Josh, let me ask you, unless I'm mistaken, isn't Aliceville tied for the Region 5 lead with Cold Springs? That's going to be a big showdown.
Yep. Melissa being the most accurate tonight on the scores.
Aliceville being located in Pickens County, that's a long road trip follow them maybe. But no, as it stands right now, I see Holly Pond going to Fultondale next week for another region game for them. Good Hope stays at home next week as it's over here. Cold Springs wins 33-14 over the Summerton Christian Eagles, as they will go to Aliceville next week to continue their region winning 4-0. Good Hope 4-0 as well. They stay home against Oak Grove. That may be our game of the week. We don't know quite yet.
Looks like Good Hope
at Vonmon. I don't know. I had Oak Grove for some reason.
Yep, that looks like the game. Well, we'll have to check into
that. That is Vonmont. Correct me. That is Vonmont.
Well,
so
that's saying the 17th. That may be a JV.
But I've also got Hansville and Vonmont next week, I think.
We'll have to double check the schedule and get back to you. But we will know pretty closely what game we're going to go to for Game of the Week Tuesday on our show. Right, Dylan?
So you heard it here. Tune in Tuesday to Prep Sport Live and find out where we're going to be next week and which concession stand we will be visiting.
Hey, I'm not opposed at all to going from concession stand to concession stand, trying out food. We can turn that into a network-produced show.
I've got Vimon and Hansville next week as it stands here. Good Hope at home against Oak Grove. Good Hope and Cold Springs now 4-0. The winningest teams here in Coleman County, as West Point falls, Holly Pond wins, and Vonmont and Hansville both lose as well.
Again, I can tell you which concession stand has been the best. That would be Cold Springs, but I'm going to be nice and not tell you which school has the worst concession stand, but I am thinking it.
Well, whichever school had the worst concession stand, they faced a lot of adversity, and they just were not able to be up to your standards.
It was so close.
So close.
It actually wasn't.
We would also like to congratulate Melissa for picking the score tonight.
Yeah, Melissa got it right.
So that means
somebody got it right in the booth tonight.
Melissa is the lucky winner of carrying the travel bag all the way down the stairs.
She actually became a fantastic time traveler from watching the TV show Lost. So she jumped ahead to the end of the game to get the score, and then
was eaten by a black Miss Monster. Lost references there.
So
if you don't know them, fortunate you.
A good fight for Summerton Christian, but Cold Springs, the dominant team, and wins this one. And we'll go to Aliceville next week, continue region play. Of course, tune in to Prep Sports Live Tuesday to find out where we go next. As it stands right now, I'm looking at either Good Hope or Hansville Vonmont. But for now, thank you for tuning in for this broadcast of Friday Night Live. We do want to thank our sponsors, Happy Homes Real Estate, Odin's Auto Glass, Cyber Broadband, Coleman Appliance, Scissor Salon, Gateway Mortgage, Coleman Sports Fit, and if I'm...
Cold Springs for providing
and
us...
Thank you to Cold Springs and the Coleman County School Board, principals of Cold Springs, Tim Burleson, and Superintendent Shane Barnett of the Coleman County School Board. Thank you for having us out here at Cold Springs High School for another great broadcast of Friday Night Live. Cold Springs wins 33-14. That'll do it. Tune in for Prep Sports Live on Tuesday, and see us again next Friday. For Josh Lawler and Chris Greer, good night, everybody. And don't forget to tune in to hear the game in just a little bit if you missed it, as it will be rebroadcast in its entirety in just a little bit right here on Coleman's Live 95, WRJMLP, Coleman.
No longer new, but still all Coleman. We are Coleman's independent radio station, Live 95, WRJMLP, Coleman.